Yada kyanza dhidi shirwa nyingu maa dhan dhidi shogu dhidi ane manam dhidi dhidi ane toksum nyungu sawa shos sayagi manam dhidi 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 chik sanon tsawar jungu dhugay.
So his knowledge is asking the Chinese, after having recited the Heart Sutra, at the end of the Heart Sutra, you recite this verse where you say, may I be able to overcome the three poisons and so forth. Do you actually feel something? Does it really give you some inspiration when you say this prayer? And so when you, on a daily basis, when you do your practices and day, and you say this prayer, the one verse prayer on a daily basis, and if it goes on for one and for days and months and for years, then when you have some kind of a feeling, when you feel some inspiration from this, then it was helpful, otherwise not. And so when you while you may say lots of prayers, but if it doesn't really give you any inspiration, some feeling within yourself, then you might rather be someone who is like spoiled by the Dharma, although you know, but it doesn't really help you. So what is the difference between saying the prayer in the morning or in the evening? So if you say the prayer after drinking some alcohol, what's the difference?
これ、これだべ2時に2で団子これ。2時にね、何しょがや。あ、まるとら。え、ま、こだかもにゆ。え、ちょっとでもに、ちょっとにゆやれ。しょがちゃじんせ。え、しずすも。てりかずしずにもするんぎ。え、さんのとしたん。しょがんがるしゃやがやれ。
Meditation, thinking on the Dharma, it's better in the mornings. And then I usually go to sleep early and then get up early in the morning. So it's much better to think about the Dharma in the morning. So for the monastics, it is very good that we do not eat after lunch. Otherwise, if you have to take meal in the evening or dinner, then it also takes time.
Nightclub.
Do you also go to a nightclub? So from the point of view of a practitioner of Dharma, it's a waste of time going to nightclubs.
Any chasanada en di shugu de phel di yong yu chik semjeng ge ta meban naso yu de ba yinba yindu zane tekwaye pe tumo yungu re sen sungsha chi chasanada di do se lo chogmo do sam chansu nga la mi tekwa se chik sha mi tekwa se ya di ada kasiyan da godo de ge zhuwa secular ethics search. That the Tsechimik is Shigi Amari, she Tabata Tonjimik is Shigi Amari, Mizadaga, she Mijizo di, the Yidamichi. The Nizik Dachizo Janalia, that Mudo Mugu, Digi Tandi Yibichizo, Sotiake Amari, that's also the Misalia, Pansim Yedeva, Chisim Yedeva Chumayina, any. 그 질이야 편도지 용으로 봤다. 저한테는 인도산에 어다 디 미 태버스 자 조금은 로섬 찬스. 다들나 파이 태버스들도 다 지금 거 보고 되게 이제 주기. 애니 지금 겨워지마. 애니 군조고 중립이야. 봐 사유리야 특신리야 로다. 다디 파이 태버스. 다 창배 태버스야 디 애니 신내다 상동 꼽니. 선부 정다전이 대변유모 단 대연로 친 대연로 착배 아니 착과 전이 어디 등지기 아니 가다 띵징기 난 띵징기 그다 가다 지그게 가서 다 이천이 냠린 체체 등지기 다 실하 띵인지 여다 데 창배 되었어 나중에 디강리야 아니 은주 흉네 ऐने ठेकोले मुकुश्चन सुनशाय ती ता सांजे बे ठेकोले तब्ती जारे ये ना ऐने कुंजुन जंबे ठेकोस न्यान्दे रंगे ऐने पारदुष्य बे ठेको सुनशाय ता जने आजे ठेकोले या ऐने ट्रिए उबो योगस्य ने कदु रिचिक ठेको सुनशाय तैने ऐने सम्ले या थराच्य ने Semua cerah cerah ni, semua tamu di, dah lambat cerah ni, nyamun cerah cik, dah yang kiri, dah di ngah, tuh mungkin berisha. Ada jenis di, ini jenis kita nyamun tuan berisung di, dah ngah lami berisung cah di orang, dah jalan ya ini, ma anu adis, kira ma yoga, zaku anu yoga, zaku cebu adi yoga sih ni, dah tebal mukut, sanjib cerah tebal mukut, cewa ini cahsan sih yang tu.
So let's first say the grace for the tea. So if you don't say the grace quickly, then some people are very eager to eat their bread. So Master Lord Buddha says in his Lankaravatara Sutra that he says there are these different vehicles, vehicle of the gods or deities, vehicle of Brahma, vehicle of Shravakas, Pratyeka, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. And so because of the different interest or of interest and inclinations of different sentient beings, there are, and he also says that there are varieties. There will be varieties of vehicles as well, the systems. So maybe we could also say that there is a human vehicle, which we are usually regarding which I usually talk about the secular ethics. So when we talk about secular ethics, we are not talking about the next life or nirvana and omniscience and so forth, but how to live a happy life in this life, how to help people's mind to have peaceful mind and happiness. And this, of course, cannot be relied on, cannot come from money and wealth and so forth. And and so I thought maybe we could also say call this human vehicle. And then regarding the deity vehicle that is mentioned in Avalokitesvara Sutra, this is about the theistic religious traditions where there is belief in a creator god, and then after death in the people they talk about people or going to the heaven and so forth. And then with regards to the Brahma vehicle, it is referring to those systems wherein there is this practice of concentration, cultivating concentration in order to by overcoming or the attachment of the desire realm, attachment to the desire realm, and then developing the concentrations of the higher realms. And so within this, of course, there is the practice of developing shamatha and vipassana as well. And so this is the Brahma vehicle. And then with regard to the rest of the vehicles, shravakas and so forth, we could perhaps explain it in accordance with the nine vehicles that are explained in the Nyingma tradition. The first three vehicles referred to are known as the Kunjung Dembe Thekpa, leading the disciple through the understanding of the origin of suffering and so forth. And these vehicles consist of the Shravakas, Pratyekaputta, and the perfection vehicle. And then there are the three external tantras, which are the Kriya, Upa, and Yoga. And then there is the highest tantras, Ma, Anu, and Ati Yogas, which have to do with a very subtle mind, gaining mastery of the mind. And so Nalanda tradition, of course, consists of all these different vehicles. And then the Tibetan Buddhist tradition also has the complete teaching of all these vehicles.
Da dene kasa da ande rim du dung chua me da wo kon ba de nie ga jig la nam ge la dan ra sa da chun ji sam ne jig den cha ho ge pem ba cha wa shin do do ju ne ni ze kun du ni bu lan ba ge de ju ne ja nyam le ta ju ji jang sa lo so de da nga ran zo nam ju chen di da chen di jig do ge dam sum de zo jig ji de ya ji Tanti, Kandaji, Totoku Yari, Ine, Tan, Chiganzi, me, Chigan Namjug, Nuba, Chigitanishing, Luvin, Nuba, Zoro de Inich, Casolpi, Namsha, thank you, Dumotria, Chigitariata, don't touch. That is Una, any Tower Tanda Nebachi, Yung Yari. Tende Indu. The Pimbo Cindy has a twins and Jigin Chao, Pimbo Chao, and the dog you ness. So that day, Roda, Jig Mizidage, Jig, that dog of Damson with a dollar, two and rode you, and then Jigin Chajas at Ligari. Then Jigin Chajagi, Shawan Dani, give him in the war, Zamuni Digal, then Jigin Chajagi, Kurbus at the orator. Jigin Chajagi, where Kazurda, Shawan Shan, that daring a deity. 지금 먼저 못하고 거랑 아니면 저한테 하지 못하면 누가 아니 먼저 못하고 이해도 못하고 자원에 봐 도와줘야 매봐 나를 늘 거라 지게가 너지 동행이 런신전지 사대기 하러 그래서 그 잘못 되면 가인이 이해하러 보다 딱 가르쳐 버렸으려나 말하면서 일단 민 남주 되기 가르쳐 버렸으려나 동네도 용해요. 동네가 제일 먼 곳이 여러 대 이내 대 동네가 제일 미츠고치 단지 삼동당 타네 치트야지 연하로 아 만나서 넘기니 제 로짱니 아 림베기다 그 로리야지 가서 우리 벽에 삼동당 왜 6월도 10월도리야 아니 쟁에 가르 죽네 저 쟁에도 죽거래 뒤 쟁에 문제도 시그래 다 쟁에도 시도도 시그래 리리니 지금 더거지기 생기시도 좀 못해야지 단단해야요래. 그 생마투나 치 튕긴 차상연에 기억이 매되는지. 생투나 치다 대진을 지금 꼬는 대비네 소스 생디 시디다 대신 기변하는 도 대해야지 배제용도야래. 자 근데 인도 어떤 간다 지금 쇼지의 상황도 당니. 기억해야 돼. 왜냐하면 봐, 딱 상로야고 시담배이나 배절로하는 시험과 기면도 전문이 대강도 뛰다, 그다. 전문이 대강도 뛰나, 대 배절 통문주수지다. 지금 최근에 시험하는 땅, 니무 투순 그 천열로 대배이나 기본 매듭도 신세로도. 자, 드네 인도산에다 천디, 다 낭신리야, 배 시부지기다, 배 다 소수 미지디, 다 전달주야 다 이제 도구 담숨 야우주야 뒷마도 신각의 매력을 제외 있는 방구시다 어딘지 인도 뒷송을 이제 저하고 편부 처하심도 도주네 니지군도 님불래 먹고 다 님불래 세야디 간다지 다 샘그 땡네 다 디기자야지 다 샘그 땡네 디기자야지 다 어딘지 인도자네 이노 가서 담으실 없음을 아니 기부충은 lamla lamne da ji chung ngul lamla lamne ne kada ji sendie mundu tanda da ba ji da sima penje ne mundu gyumur to tya ji che da ne ji un jing lamla lamne eno dungen tan du sebe tarbe ko ban to ya ji ji bu ni che da ne ji chung ngul lamla lamne rajasim je tamda rajasim je tada le ya de ge pen du tu tu che ya ji 다 된지 다 님불련로 숨셔버리 자 다 전에 다 되게 이니 통화 치고 믿어고 삼바스 자 진지 다 뒤주고 되니 신의 년주를 믿지 땡매징 사되기 년주 동에 삼바 아 지진 치마 치들기 원 조언이 뒤두 삼바스 사되 다 가서 공도 쉬었는 시지 시에베 균전이 고대대요. 지 튼주직도 저 먹고지 나 그도 그도 양지 다 싸라 가서 다 차사 네가 상황 양도 가버리 야 먹고지 그 쉬우쉬우 삼는 날 시작해 매일째 이거 더 스마트 더 돼야지 차라 마사보다 먹고 쉬우쉬우 해지 튼주직 해지 열에 에 밀리네 다 사고 다 밀었다 해지 싸봐 세야 돼 삼는 단 돼 다 삼루지 제도 먹고 지금 타네 에니 레 두야 먹고지 양대도 와 知道我在这里给他来这个蒙古沙药的那看他是吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞吞 sa ya ume shungne ene le shibe shibodi tusum ta kada be kasulta be le shibe shibodi ene dujel sha so ti tumze hodo ga shibose adi jibod chubur ba ta jibod gyugyeur ba ta jibod kasulra ya 계시 계시 집에 다니도 요데 교시해 버렸어. 봐. 저선 집에 뒤지 버려. 집에 뒤지 버 이르잖아. 집에 주변 내급디 식버려. 저선 식버디 관계해 버서는 교시해서. 사들이 이르잖아. 식버 뒤지를 손대야 돼. 좀선 식부도 와. 다 드네게 다 래식 식버고 뒤지 이르잖아. 식베 주부디하게 누버지 용되기도 와. 사들이 이르잖아. 말한저 셰베 뒤지 강래야. 아니 그도 그도 뺀다. 아다 나가 차와지는 지 나가 래시 사셔버지 래든 가봤다. 래시부리 래시부 시비 균디 다 셰베 간데 예대버지네. 아무 때내는 아주 이수메 그도 남의 상태는 그래. 다시는 이르자네. 다 어디들게 다 래되기 아니 심딩리야 래게다 래지 박자섬 그래서 래지 누버브지도 수 예대버다 디기 아니 다나 체조를 래지 사셔버 디기 세멜이야 양 지금 그게 유원조 돼야 되는데 지금 그게 미지티도 유원조 돼야 되는데 고용해도 와 다른 거 아주 남주 지금 남주로 야구 좀 있나 굿락스 럭키 럭키스로 아니 지금 야구 좀 하시나 배드락스네 다 락스야 칙 찍어 뒤 그 남아서 다 또 아삼다나 다 시사 good luck the bad luck 영향이 있다 김제지 거봐 뒤진지 거봐 다리 그도데 그 가서 그렇게 매주 쉬우 쉐베리 쟤는 먼저 보디 매주 지난 될 때나 good luck 영가지 그 내부 상고 영가지 되고 마요냐고 그 뒤진 현시 보고 다 등등아 사진이 인도 전에 다 레스야 기스 간 레티기 아래 사진이 인도 다 간다 지금 레인 바시 사네 디 제베이나 아니 미거 첨부잖아 아니 냥가르게야 미거 딩기 아니 이다르게야 되네 든르게야 되는 소리 다냐와도 이다가 아주 통주를데 여마래 이다가신가시 배지름도 통주를 용 용구 예배 소리도 와 이다가신가시 미통대야 되는 용도 와 제다 든르지게 아주 통대야 되리 다 디디 시 아니 진주 동에 조를 삼다면 있는 배지 렌시 띠무베 동에서야 돼 배지 레샤 지금 무슨 뜻이 돼야 돼 대원 대거래 동네 문 대거래 나도 지거래 그래도 각해 그들 켜는 명인지 다 교우시오 사실 다 당해서 밀리 타도야 그래 이제 삼십 년인데 아직 차고 다 진짜 진주 지내실 기회인데 다 각해 러시아는 매도 지겠다 내시도가 자 진짜 인도다 신행 연루를 믿기 땡미징사 대인직 요 군조숨도 네 사기 다 군조 다 디디 이제 지금 시간 요 로안이 두루 삼바 생겼다 되는 지진 침을 대외 텁담바 사다 들려야 잠주 렌제 니셴이 다한테 쉬어야지 렌제 다가 내 상고 사는 저부 상고야 다 렌게 바 사는 저부냐 바야 가서 살인 봐 다와 딘제게 렌제 송야 생겼디 패지 딘디셴의 시에 적으시도 무디비션알레 미기주무셰기도가 이슈션알레니 미기주무셰기도가 네 가지션알레니 미기주무셰기도가 출루 삼월로 나라 미기주무 야레 다 로그다디 소소스 출루 다와든지 로그다 샤토로다 배는 지는 거보고 되긴 지금 거네 때문이나 나버산지 지는 거보고 매중에들 로그다 십질로다 로그다게 예 자들이 이두자네 소소스 출루부터 더루부터네 로그다샤 용구로 자다 자들이 이두자네 미기주디 투몽을 하샤 자자 미기와 주 방배 개와주 주야고 투몽을 이두자네 대인 저번건도 주야디 배지 투몽을 해 다 미기주 방에 아니 개래디 출루 출어 근데지는 누구 이미세야 됐다 신지 깜주케도 와. 이슈 쳐봤지. 군졸 지네 거법에 딱 버는 중기 끼불어 제 집에 타바체니. 아니 대저슬러니 다 미기 주문 럽대야디 이슈 쳐 차용으로 와. 와야. 다 딘데 인도잖아. 안데 산제베 쳐든 데레. 다 미기 주문이야. 데 깜주 깜주든 데고도. 아니 산제베 쳐는 안에 대야네. 아니 당이다는 건 소원은 실이 간단히 소수 정리기 소수 겹대 소수 정리지 근데
Yesterday we were at verse number 14 on of the Songs of Experience. So of course, the text says here. So the Chinese interpreter has told His Holiness that it's been too long, that he may not be able to remember everything, and His Holiness also is saying that it's his fault also because he was not being mindful, and just keep talking. So in verse number 13 and 14, we have covered, and then the verse number 15 says, there is no certainty after death that we may not be born in lower realms and so forth. And so, of course, and then it says, I'm sorry, in the verse number 14, there is this mention of, and that we must extract the essence of human existence, our yogi have practiced in this manner, and so forth. So with regard to the taking the essence or meaning this, and making this life a meaningful one, of course, it's not talking about not living our life as such, but we need to live our life, we need to make a living, if we could actually spend our time more in the Dharma practices without having to, not at the expense of our livelihood, then of course it would be much better. Merely living our life in according to the worldly way of life, such as making a living and for shelter, clothing, and food and so forth, and it's not enough. And so what happens here is when you live your life just to make a living for your food, shelter, clothing, and not really be concerned about the Dharma practices, what happens is you would be indulging in the eight worldly concerns. And so what happens if you do that is if you look in the world, those who are lost in the eight worldly concerns, what happens in the end to them is that nothing goes right for them at all. And so there's always problems that they face. And since we have this kind of body that has been brought about by our karma and delusions, and we are bound to have problems in our life. There's no avoiding that. And therefore, what could we do is, although we have to live our life, if we could use the Dharma principles to tame our mind more, and while living our life, we would be happier and have more peace of mind and so forth. And so, because we have all these problems that we face in life, when some problems happen to you, because your mind is not tamed and disciplined, even a small kind of provocation can be felt very big, and then you feel disturbed by them so much. And so if you have been able to tame your mind, discipline your mind through the Dharma principles by applying the Dharma within yourself, then even in the face of these problems and troubles, you will not be disturbed deep within. And so this is something that is quite obvious to us, that if we look in the world, we don't need to talk about them and doing study of the scriptures and so forth, but looking at the world, we see that people who are not tamed, people who have not disciplined their mind, lack happiness, and even a slight provocation really disturbs them. And so those who are living life and indulging in the eight worldly concerns not having tamed their mind are not happier than those who have tamed their mind. And so if we have, while we have this kind of opportunity to do and practice this kind of spiritual practices, if we only are lost in our food, shelter, and clothing and so forth, just living a worldly life without thinking about spirituality, it's quite sad. And therefore, what we need to do is to make this life a meaningful one, as the text says, and that we must extract the essence of human existence. So with regard to this extracting the essence, there are three ways of doing it. I mean, as we covered yesterday, there is the practice pertaining to the beings of small scope or capacity to make oneself happy in this life, and also to help yourself to be happy in the next life and to attain higher rebirth and so forth. And then there is also the practice of the practices of the that pertaining to those beings of intermediate scope through which one is led to liberation. And then there are practices of the great beings of great scope, that it's meant to help yourself as well as all other sentient beings. And so within these practices, and we have within the context of the first one, the parts of the small capacity, beings of small capacity, we have meditation on emptiness, impermanence, and so forth. And then in the case of the verse number 15, now what this shows is, it says, there is no certainty that after death we may not be born in the lower realms. The protection from such terror lies in the three jewels. So we must make firm the practice of going for refuge and ensure that its precepts are never undermined. And so what this shows is thinking about what kind of life we would attain in the next life, and thinking about the suffering and happiness of the two types of beings. And now here, with regard to the first line, what we have to think about is karma. Of course, karma is something that has to be created by using our minds, this consciousness. On the basis of this consciousness, we create karma. And so within the karma, there are those karmas which are done but not accumulated, which means like karmas that are created unintentionally by, for example, animals. You know, they do all kinds of things, and in the process of doing things, they create lots of karmas unintentionally. I mean, and then there are other karmas, secondly, which are called created or collected but not done. And these are karmas where you intentionally, I mean, where you have the intention to create them, and but not actually engaging in creating them. And so we do all kinds of karma. We create these kind of karmas a lot, and through this, of course, we by using our mind, of course, we do create lots of karmas, and which in turn bring us more kind of suffering and so forth. And so these karmas are as we told yesterday, for example, if we say some harsh word or use some gentle words to speak to others, we are creating this kind of karmas. And so once we have created karmas, and then there are other karmas which are called both done and intended. And so we create these karmas, and then what happens is once you speak something, you create a karma there, and then your words stops, and then what you have done is you have created an imprint of that karma. The karma itself, that the actual action has ceased, but then it leaves an imprint. And then from the point of view of the Madhyamakas, there is what is called the disintegration of that karma as well. So disintegration here is just that the karma that you have created going into some kind of a latent potency. And on the basis of that, the Madhyamakas explain how certain karma is created, and then it goes on and gives rise to its effect. And so because this disintegratedness of the karma that you have created also has come through its course, it's a compounded phenomenon as well. And so using the term disintegratedness in terms of the karma, how it works, and given having come from its causes, given rise to its effect, is something reasonable. And so in our mind stream, what happens is we leave the imprint or the disintegratedness of that karma, and that continues on until it gives rise to its effect. And then, for example, when we do some action, when we do something, what happens is the action comes, and then the effect is felt. For example, if we do something in the earlier part of our life, and then we can see the effect of those actions that we have done in the early part of life, bearing their fruit in the later part of our life as well. And so in this way, we can understand about the working of karma. And then we sometimes talk about good luck and being a lucky person and so forth. Of course, it's not just by chance that things happen to us, and as we say, use these words. But what we have to understand is, although somebody may do something really good in this life, but then the result, what he or she experiences in his life, even after having done so much good, is that they have all kinds of problems as well. And so why is that so? And it's not just bad luck or anything like that, but we have to understand it in terms of how karma works. So because of certain negative karmas that were created in the past, even though you do something good in this life, those negative karmas ripen, and therefore you have problems also. And so and then when you create bad karmas and negative karmas, what happens is, as a result, is you are born into the hell realm, the strongest negative karmas brings you into hell realm as a result, and then the slightly lighter ones brings you into the hungry ghost realm, and then the lighter ones bring you into the lower realms of existence, the animal realm, and so forth. And so and so, of course, with regard to the hell realm, we are not able to see them, but sometimes the hungry ghost realm is something which people see. There are people who can see hungry ghosts, the beings of hungry ghosts and realm, and then animals, of course, we see them ourselves, and we can see how much ignorance and confusion there is amongst the animals. And although they want happiness, just like us, they're not able to fulfill their goals of happiness. They go through all kinds of suffering. And so when we see such a poor, pathetic situation of the animals, we should feel sad as well. And so they want happiness, but they're not able to draw that happiness through their effort. And therefore, and then the next, so this is about the explanation of the first line of the 15th stanza, and then regarding the protection from such error lies in the three jewels. What this shows is how the means, this is showing the means to achieve happiness in the future lives. Now, we have already talked about the bad and good karmas yesterday already. And then, with regard to, in relation to this line, what we are talking about is avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions. And in fact, the practice of morality, of avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions. And so, in this context, now, avoiding 10 non-virtuous actions is something which is common to all the religious traditions, these major religious traditions like Christianity, Islam, and so forth. Of course, there's a difference with regard to the wrong view. For example, from the point of view of the Muslims or the Islamic religion, because the Buddhists do not believe in a creator God or Allah, they may consider us Buddhists as being having a wrong view with regard to Allah or God, the creator. And so, whatever the case may be, the difference in this one, all the major religious traditions talk about avoiding the 10 non-virtuous actions and keeping the morality of 10 virtuous actions. And so from the point of view in Buddhism, we talk about taking refuge in the three jewels. And so with regard to these three jewels, we can talk about taking refuge. Of course, when you do the practice of that, keeping the ten, restraining the ten non-virtuous actions, we can also talk about this within the context of the different religions. And so, just because you do the ten, you practice and avoid the ten non-virtuous actions, doesn't mean that it is you are doing a practice of Buddhism. But because you can do these practices within the context of taking, I mean, giving in yourself, submitting yourself to a Christian God. And when you do do that, then you will be able to, you are doing a Christian practice. And when you do this within the context of taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, the three jewels of Buddhism, then you are doing the Buddhist practice. And so in Buddhism, we say that you are your own master, as the Buddha has said. And so what this shows is that you have to act in order to achieve your goal. You need to act, and you need to avoid the non-virtuous actions if you seek happiness. And so without putting effort, without working by yourself, I mean, there is no way you can actually protect or save yourself from suffering and so forth. And so... for example, when the Buddha was alive during his time, the Shakya clan was actually invaded by some other clan in India. And then in that battle, during that battle, some of the Shakya boys from the Shakya clan came to the Buddha to seeking his help to protect them, to save them. And then the Buddha hid them under his alms bowl. Perhaps the alms bowl must have been really huge to, you know, cover all these people under him and under it. But in any case, he hid them under his alms bowl. But by the when the war was over, these boys were also dead under these under the alms bowl of the Buddha. And so what this shows is that. Even the Buddha, when it comes to the karma of the sentient beings, even the Buddha cannot save them. And so in order to save and to protect oneself from death and suffering and so forth, the Buddha says you have to work. And therefore, what you have to do is to practice the Dharma and to develop the true cessation within yourself. The true Dharma here, when we talk about the three jewels, Buddha jewel, Dharma jewel, and Sangha jewel, the Dharma jewel actually is the cessation that you attain. And then the Buddha is the teacher, and the Sangha are our role models whom you can look up to for your practices.
Tezi tetu nezu de dungurwa. And that day and digit some tanguki. Chi docho ne sona, peje the soft sangia ludin de peje give a lugu yare. Benatan about Miji get less organ, a chinsu sabadi, chinsu bangene, sadi, and give a pulimus yare. Da nag, any shun alolia. Sattu Sangyeva Lundinliya Pumin Khyabara Yomari. So, the day you say, Gandhata, any ngak, any ngak lami ki, ngak tong ki, any zodung nang cha shay ne, Pumin le mewa na zodung shay kituwa. So, that's why Yusu Naloliya, jik Tumbu jikita, Gyeva Dendi, jik Tor Si, Pumin Dendi, Mewa Si ni. Kau tindri kita niaga juga kasih juga Hindu zane cedun ni ni, ane pemula mewa saya tu zatun zane pemula rungu maris di sung tua, so tindri Hindu zane the kan dah dah zozo cedun namji ke siru tuan jorwa cedun namji ke siru di pemula kewa kenyam tua, miri kewa kenyam tua, mungkin mah Afrika Swedia sese de Chang was Chimsajan on Chimina, Chimsajan Alor. Now that Chanzo Mangzu Chumberis, democracy, that democratic system, democratic 바소다 constitution 중부리스 단 다가다 삼륜 안에 베든 다니며 생기디 계속 살리스 이렇게 좀 어 디난기 능무지 그런 기견식이었어 만 아주 미리 나고서 아니 미리 가보다 전두치도 말이 스카르스는 레벨이 캐야리스 아주 레벨도 멤버리스도 아 생심이 껴서 대대 전에 삼단이야 말이지 제 체력이 저렇게 지다스 아 수시 수시면 다야 왕게 레벨면 다 전에야 말이지 민상고 직벌에 맞아 야 전에야 말이지 아 진호 드린 건 드셨대위 아니 드셔 그러대위 나 드셨대위죠 담아로도 말한 직 우그린 단체 아니 계신 주죠 당아 하지 내상으로도 나르다스 당아 중간에 미치고 임다스 그거 됐어 아, 가보십시오. 다 미치기도 해야 미치기도 삼는 아니야. 지금 슘 지대댕이 세토로다. 저들이 인도산에 간다 있는 가서 미상으로 찍어리 보물을 해봐. 전혀 말해. 사고를 또해. 루비 두제 때문에 바이올로지컬 팩터. 뷰미 생활이 생기 동해를 지금 more sensitive. 지금 미수야 숙체이어서 그렇지. 네 생리의 시기도가. 닥쳐지는 시기도가. 사진이 이제 내 뒤에 되게요. 다 남은 전부들 뛰가라 민족 나자 발이야. 뻔데 방사 계지요 말이 미성 찍버리. 아니 마크스 주인알로리 뒤에도 톰의 공주진 로스. 봐. 저도 클래스요 말다. 제일 요요 말이. 자 애들네 준비 민보 많지. 맨 니네 신대기도 단지 차. 애니 내서신 사지기. 근데 그게다 그 등지로 그 떠서 봐. 더기 지금 지야로 그 자체로 주쳐도 심해 그 돌이야. 애니 아 지소나로 녀들이 그 돌. 애니 신네 뻔 뻔보 사지. 애가 좀 이제 나로 몽구와 세샤다도 제가 다 뻔 좀 다. 야 다도스네 두두 뻔부 제야디 르뷰 떡선에 뻔부 제야 신이 야마르 노 이슈케시 자들이 인도산에 기어바 르뷰 숙체 다두두 있는 신그레 기어바 르뷰 체르치 기어바 인도산에 아니 male dominant 도스네 준비소지 다 들게서 두두디 어다드네 있는 준비기 education이 알레 인도산에 에야 equal 도 다 들게서 드줄이야 이 education 지고 드기면도 삼바상고 죽어야지 밀 짜와서야 돼. 다 믹스에게 당 가서 저 배수체는 이렇게 당 거야지 근데 지금 드줄이 female biologically 디지 potential 숙체가 있는 인도산에 인지민지 female죠 아니 간다 지금 참지 얇겠다나가 가서래 스페셜다 즉 룰을 지어서지 믹스했다 고대 지어서 드립스잖아요 누구로 뛰는 거겠어 드셔야 돼요 어디야 나 드셔야 돼 샹 남이한테 게임한 데 트라이언스잖아요 게임이 맞을 때 이제 아주 비밀스 배심 주차한다 아주 비밀스 센스 주차한다 이거 맞다 그래서 다데 남자들 신이 사는데 많이 봐도 사주 명호매스 대의 마상매베 교를로 다 단년 못 없이고네 아니 지 뒤를 정해서 당 알아서 마음 받아다 소수지 간나 그래 모시 붙이니 아니 가불래 치드 두 나불래 똥제 다 이내 알아서 스버디다 가셔 올라오나 아니 샥좀 저리스 아니 가담 공모주 라만 공모주 송주리야 디벌리 연대직 요레스 다야 여베디 다야 여베디 디베 연대레스 너 송도와 덕덕 가르쳐 올라오나 지금 멜레 딕샥베 에다 상반나 겨바체나 타고 있어 생원하는 겨바체나 아니 디보 터그레스 너 송샤디레 다 도시고네 고슴 디그룸 집에 박완디 사고를 내줄 정원 내셔에 균도 뚜시 상 땜버지 내적이는 다들지 땡설로스 완전히
So we're on verse number 17. It says, until we have obtained the most qualified form to pursue the excellent path, we will fail to make great strides in our journey. And so what this shows is that in order to do the dharma practice well, you need to have a very qualified or physical basis as well. So here what is shown here is a physical life where you have the eight ripened effects of your karmas, and which means traditionally referring to the male body according to the Sutrayana system, and although in Sutrayana it is said that in order to become a Buddha in one's life. In that life, you need to be a male. But then in the Tantrayana, there is no difference between male and female to become a Buddha. Both can become a Buddha, whether you are male or female, in that body and life. And in fact, in Tantrayana, it is said that despising women is one of the 14 root downfalls. If you despise women, accordingly, if you're following Tantra practice, it is a root infraction of Tantra. And then, of course, the main thing is using our intelligence and developing wisdom, in which there is no difference in male, female, or between male and female, or even in different races. There's no difference in race at all. And so one time I was in South Africa, and I visited a village in South Africa, and in there, when I talked to the people, I said that now you have democracy, and you must actually enjoy the full right and freedom that you have, and take part in your democratic process, and then education and so forth. I advised them, and then after I talked to them, one of the people there who was a teacher told me that. They were black, and their brain is inferior to the brain of the white people. And so that really made me feel sad. And I told him that if you ask scientists whether there is a difference in the quality of the brain because of your complexion or not, they will say there is no difference at all whether you are black or white. There is no difference in the brain at all. All of us have the same kind of potential, and they will say. So they will not make such difference at all. And so after I explained all this to him, then he actually had a sigh of relief and told me that now I understand what you said, and I've been wrong. I was wrong about what I had said earlier. And so in this way, I could change his own mentality of feeling inferior to the white people. And so even if it was just one person that I was able to help, I still felt quite good about being able to help somebody. So we are all the same, and we have the same potential. And then, with regard to the human race, now in the beginning, of course, the human beings lived on the crops that were growing and called wild and so forth, and then slowly people began farming, and then because of that they started this ownership, and because there was some kind of a conflict amongst the beings then they started thinking about making somebody a leader of their group and so forth. So in this way the concept of leadership came, I mean, if evolved in human and amongst humans. And so in the beginning, when leadership came and started, it was actually this task of leadership was given to someone who is physically stronger. And so on the basis of physical strength, it was somebody was made a leader of people. And there was no talk of education, no role of education at all. And so because generally speaking, even amongst animals, and we can see that the males are stronger physically, and therefore, because of that, male dominance evolved in the world. And then later on, of course, due to education, people have begun to understand the equality. I mean, and have come to talk about equality and all these things. And then, when particularly with regard to females, now that we have more and more females, I mean, taking roles of leadership and so forth in the world, I usually say that when it comes to the practice of compassion, love, I mean, promotion of this, because females biologically have a greater potential for these, I always tell that the women should take more active role in the promotion of love and compassion and so forth. And so why I say these things is because in the beginning we talked about the eight stripened effects, and so the women, you should not feel discouraged saying that in order to become a Buddha in one's lifetime, one must be a male. I mean, this must not discourage you. And so so this is talking about the basis, the physical basis, but mainly it is this the wisdom that we have to use to make progress. And so Kadampa masters. And so now in relation to this, in the second line, it says we will fail to make great strides in our journey, so we must strive in all the conditions without exception of such a form. Thus these three doors of ours so solid will with karmic evil karma and downfalls, since it is especially essential to purify the karmic downfall defilements, we must ensure to cherish the constant application of all four powers. The Kadamba master said that there is one quality to the sins that we create. What is that? Is that it can be purified. And Milarepa also says that once having done some sin, if it could be purified or not, it can be if you do regret your sins.
Sanjebe, two members.
So with regard to the liberation, of course, according to some non-Buddhist traditions, they talk about liberation in terms of reaching some place, some kind of abode up there in the heavenly realm and so forth. For example, in Jainism, they talk about reaching nirvana or moksha when you reach a place which is like an umbrella put upside down. And then in Buddhism, when we talk about liberation, it is a quality, a mental quality that you develop through the practice of path. And so it has to be understood within the context of the continuity of the mind. And so what this means is that while your mind is full of defilements, all these negative emotions and these stains and so forth, your mind is within samsara. And but then once you purify all these defilements from within your mind, and then what you reach is you attain nirvana or moksha. So moksha or liberation is this kind of quality that you attain through the purification of your defilements and from within your mind. And so in fact, in one of tantras, perhaps it's the tantra called Vajra Pinnacle Tantra, where it says that samsara is the one continuum and nirvana is the other continuum or the next later continuum. And so this shows that there is a continuity between a samsaric being and a person who has reached a nirvana. And it's a single person, it's a single continuum and that we are talking about of a person. And so while you are full of negativities, negative defilements and so forth, these emotions, you are in samsara, you are a samsaric being. But when you overcome all these defilements that are within yourself, then you reach nirvana. And so with regard to the defilements, these negative emotions, the main thing is this defilements called which grasp at the true existence of things.
Grasping at itself. That top of Julie Jiku, Lamdin, top of Julie Jadi, Nyacha, Jiwur, Sitana, Lamdin, Julie Jiw, Shoslam, Lamdin, Jimur, Vasako, Toskale, Jogor, Vada, Chicksen, Abin, Serum, Serum, Gava, Negava, Gosiruya. So that didn't understand a coin Yingdo Gor, Titum Dugi, Shetawan, Titum Dugi, Yingdo Demokudo, Tony Chamokudo. Tony only a Gunju Koyan Juri Masana, Koyaza, Juzu Mishibe, Sili Nenju, Joshua Tempatang, Koa Kangaging by Shepherd Jays. Nation is named the Tanuja Jangsa Laws, and it does Sunshai Digi. That Koyan Nimi, and some data, Dot Dinner, Koa Sadi, Kasatung Koa Jem Pumbus, and Kata Indi. Lanyunji wangi dhubdewe pungbu da pungbu jiawa di kuwalsha. Da dindrigi da pungbu di ganda sakjegi da kasukribege pungbu di da ganda kuwalsha na dhigdwa. So dindrigi indu zane di ini da ngazo mida uru shasha na ini thongma jiawe dunghe. Dene ini nebe jingli ya ini kuchik nawe dunghe. Then a guy doing it, then a chill doing it, said the rushing young dutch. Ah, then yam gang jeruko, any nang any jason jawas, Lugin nang any da, got a num lanyun, you won't get drubbed Lugin to Zane, Cora, Lu Coraliaci, Lanyungi, could zero g, got a zero soul, but I got a lanyu shook in the university, didn't you? Lu Dage, saying, Numun Giala. 거다 tan nengen ni jisun chawa saaj. Taka na shingi chik nyumun kiya dhizu chayla, ku lu digi ta chawa chaya soro. Chik gyawa dhuya li na, chik ini tang chaya soro. Chik yongdaya dhizu chayla, nengen ni saayla, tan jitinga chiki. Oda ti, pe musibi kutiduwa, kaso re, nyambu shubi chaduwa. Ta, lanyu ki pangbe, lu chik lang chin chayla, ku rengshu ki chik lanyu kiya ki chawlun dhro dengen chiki. Chata lanyu ki shangwa to midung midung samne, ku kanda di nangali jesun teni yuwa indu, ta di midung osun samba ngenbu shibishi reisha. Chata nyelin ki pungbu gigyun chebashi machungna, kanda nyumung lo duge jegi jegi li nyumung korea waa rujuru mato shibishi chayasuki minduwa. Chayasang kata nyumung ki shangwa na chimbayi na kibiki minduwa. Sosu nyamnyung tu, sosu rana zibayi na chakdang shuk chabu chike. Ani chaadwa ge, dansim ngambadrata, dansim ge. Dinas yonbe kudu, ani jingnaan ge ya, dhishita yungdu zane, kumwa jibu yongde kudu. Daga nanshin ge, ani, nyumung dhinti jini yungdu zane, jik shayana yinne, ani ku rangshu ge, pake, dapsi suda ya, dhina yongde kiyoro. Sa dhinti yungdu, nyumung nam ge, dhanjo, simchanjo, sirinjo, suwa nanshi re, nyumung saad dege, Oda nyumu gyunde ki kansa rengi mojibu su denge. Kansa rengi ki nyekoli yabu diye dili, chigin dodu puru yong denge chigi, ku yong dekido. Sa, ta nyumu saya diga ku nyokta shibu sugu yaga, ta nyokta songa nyumu saya di, eni, si, meba sotu ya yuwa dame, ta di samudari bi kenshin puri. Ta nyumu meba sotu da modu saya di, nyumu saya di, ku shiru ku haritani yungu yare. Yinru kirkin su yungu yore, da tiri samdaarwa. Sa tindri yindu, ngayla dukjin kwaya nyumu, da dukjin kwaya kasa nimi maasamna, eni, jisamanda. Dukjin nimi samla mabenas, tabatini shishin miji shings. Gunjun kwaya nyugrin maasamna, kwaya zawa juzi mishibe seni. Da jomdendegi, dungen shebra chaasya sungshayagi, dungen di, dujigi dungen su kumbo shigari. Nerwa ta dungye kowa jen pungus jen sungdeyagi duji ki dungye le sungduwa. Zang ta dungye ki dungye le tandu tundru le yobche. Dungye ki dungye, dungye yinba xie ni dele tundu tundru le yobche. Gyue dungye, dungye du xieba mudigba le yobche. Sakje ka tsoa dawa, desu te di dungye ki rinxin yinba tongni, oda dele yi sunu tsoa tangyum tundu ya, samze xiba yinja tsoa tangyum tundu yiga orwa ta. Sa tiri yindu zane, tuñi jingay yungu yarala, tuñi jibasa doma sebe rishik, ani, gyue dungay le tawaji mudibuli yun ayyabache. Anda, sangbe tepa saya dikto yun ayyabache. Sa, ta sanje veda, zo di dujik dungay saya diri. Dujik saya di, lenyun di shiangwan jengi, pungu dekala dujik dungay zini. Ta, tele tando yu lo, gye gu yari. Sa san, dujik dungay samaya, zo di takishu yagi, ta nyumungi nimi di yao samda, Dei shiangwaan du yujinze le da giwaji, deshi giwaji meba di yaguji samu koreyi na nyumu lo dhar tonga jungurwa. Da junju ni suya dhuzhari, nyumu be dhawu zayadi. Nga na chanegi peke tongda meba da, tonga meba ne, suma shi, tu tonga meba ne da neba chingayi dhawu. O ganda rangshi tada pungri chigayi. O dindigi da dhaji chadigi yawari. O da di dhar ngoshi bache ni. Da dei shiangwaan du yubayi ni giwaji, Yaya kiminde wu sambashi lola shekharwa. Sa dungi shekhar chaas. Ta dinde dungi du shene. Ta dungi ki pungu di dungi du shene. Dushi ki dungi ki ran shene mandeba di shene. Ta dele tante wu lo yongbe kato wala. Ta dushi ki dungi di nyumung be shangwaan chen. Nyumung be gyawa chagi wala. Ta nyumung saati ki. Ta gunjung koryan jukhrim saati. Ta nyumung ki nesu di shekhar chen. Nyumung be lai sozu. Lai di ki gyawa lensu. Ta di di samtang ku yari. Ta dindu yindu, sili ngi zhung, gyoshe tenpa ta chik, eni kwawa kanki jingpa xieba chik, sita kwawa di, eni kanta lenyu yungi nani zogu di nyumu, nyumu nangi zawa di, ta nyumu zoru di nyumu tosum, deni nangi zawa ru chingi, eni dimu xia di yimbo. Ta dimu xia di, ta nguen zinda liya, ta nangbe zhumde nalo liya, eni menchao mungu tiong yungu yari. Chir namji yinlu jokdaan la, ta kasu re, Zhundu omu omu zhu yinlu zhi shegi yor di yinni di da dhug sangzu samdang na, da samdang yu re, samdang du shabi yinna 어제 아니 좀더 공부 공부했더니 딜레 차르 신세 예도 지도가 저 딜레 인도산에 다 머리고 써야 돼 딜레게 태코는 일로 땀 안다 그래서 랜저로 먹고 머리고 돼 그래서 이게 안다 메다 놓아야 그 돈에 신송아 와 다 안다 돼 다 태코는 일로 먹고 머리고 써야 다 뒤고 다 세고야 지기 다 뒤 태코는 일로 저단 것도 안에 태코는 일로 먹고 머리고 저단 딜레 다 차라 먹고 지 태용도 Satini Induzane, da and da, dinda, Ribot Jubinala. Da Ribot Jubinala, Ribot Kangi, Yun Yi Jang, Dogon Yu, Nemerti, Sene. Da Yoda, and the Tanda, Tangde Wangi, in a call, Kogi Induzane, da Tanda, Doctor, da Sumi, Sumi, Statisunsha.
So in regard to the liberation, what it means is a cessation. It refers to the true cessation that we attain. And so in order to attain true cessation, we need to cultivate or attain the path. We must attain the true path that leads to that cessation. So within the context of the four noble truths, the third and fourth noble truths are related here. So, in order to cultivate the path and to put an end to our negative emotions and so forth, we cannot do it just staying relaxed and without putting effort. And, you know, we need to have the confidence and the courage to pursue the path to lead us to cessation. And so in order to be able to have that kind of confidence and courage, what we need to do is to see the pros and cons of what if we don't put effort and what happens if we don't attain liberation what happens if we attain liberation. So we have to see the pros and cons of these and then accordingly put effort and to attain the path. And so in verse number 19, and we are not on verse number 19 and 20 now, where it says, if we do not strive in contemplating the defects of the true suffering, the genuine aspiration for her liberation does not arise in us. If we do not contemplate the causal process of the origin of suffering, we will fail to understand how to cut the root of cyclic existence. And therefore it says in verse number 20, so it's vital to seek true renunciation and disenchantment with existence and to recognize which factors chain us in cyclic existence, and then the last two lines. And so what this shows is that as long as we are in samsara, this is talking about samsara. So samsara here is the condition of the state of birth where we are in, for example, which we have these psychophysical aggregates which have come through the force of the delusion and our karmas that have given rise to them. And so so as humans, we have this, first of all, the suffering of birth. So, and then as we live our life, we also have suffering of sickness, then aging, and also, finally, death. But the most serious thing that we have to think about is because of this kind of body and mind that we have, which are the results of our the negative emotions and karma, and just the fact that they are brought brought about by negative karma and delusions. And I mean, we are bound to have some kind of trouble and called problems on the basis of this kind of body and mind that we have. And therefore, the mere fact that we have this kind of body, for example, then we will have suffering. And this also, because of this body that we have, we also create, I mean, we also have negative emotions as well. And so negative emotions are very easy to arise in us, and then also it's very easy for the karmas to arise in us because of these negative emotions as well. But this kind of body that are brought about by karma and delusions hinder us to have positive states of mind, positive, creating positive karma and so forth, and they don't really arise easily in us. And so such is the condition that we are in. And so unless we do something about it, I mean, we are left sometimes helpless, that we are, we become kind of more at, we become prone to creating negative karma and having negative emotions, and therefore we need to reverse this and try to stop the negative emotions from arising and so forth. Because when we have negative emotions such as the attachment and aversion or anger and so forth, what happens to us is we become unhappy. We have problems within ourselves, and then because of that we also create problems for others, and therefore these negative emotions must be seen as something negative, and we must see the negativeness of these emotions as well. And then it is important for us to think whether there is an end, that whether we can actually bring an end to this kind of negative emotions or not. And and so in verse 19, therefore, says that if we do not strive in contemplating the defects of truth of suffering, the genuine aspiration for liberation does not arise in us. And so, accordingly, what we need to think about is suffering. And suffering here, mainly within the context of Buddhist practice, the main suffering that we have to think about is the suffering which is called the conditioned, pervasive, existential suffering. And and not so much the suffering of suffering, the obvious painful experiences that even animals are aware of as being something unwanted. And then we are also not talking about overcoming the changeable sufferings, which are the pleasurable experiences of samsaric experiences that even the non-Buddhist traditions acknowledge to be something unwanted. For example, in the non-Buddhist traditions, practices, they have certain practices which lead them up to the fourth concentration realm and beyond also. So when once you reach the fourth concentration realm within the form realm and above, then I mean your mind you have a neutral kind of experience, and so there's no changeable neutral kind of experience there. But still they are not free from the suffering, as in the case of the conditioned existential suffering. And therefore although they are free from this, they have to a certain degree their freedoms from the changeable kind of suffering. They are not still free from this conditioned existential suffering as such. So when we think about suffering in the case of the Four Noble, in the context of Four Noble Truths, the Buddha said this is suffering. He was pointing to this conditioned suffering mainly. And so this is what we must think of overcoming. And when you think about this kind of suffering that is brought about on the basis of the body, kind of a body that we have, because this is brought about by your karma, our karma and negative emotions, when you feel this kind of existence is something that you don't desire to have, you see it as something unwanted, then you will also overcome the negative emotions as well, and see them as unwanted, the negative emotions which have given rise to this kind of suffering, and as something unwanted, and then you will be able to feel these negative emotions as being enemies of us. And therefore, The Buddha has called this enemy, the negative emotions that are within ourselves, attachment, anger, and ignorance, as being our enemies. And then Master Tsongkhapa says in the verse number 19, if you do not contemplate the causal process of origin of suffering, we will fail to understand how to cut the root of cyclic existence. And so we must think about how karma and delusions have brought about this kind of life that we have, and that we are born into. And in terms of the delusions, there are three poisons mainly, and amongst these three poisons, the root of these three poisons is ignorance. And so within ignorance, there are different ways of understanding ignorance according to different philosophical schools who have different ways of asserting what truth, what the truth of things is. And so accordingly, there is difference in understanding ignorance. And so now we'll move to 60 stanzas.
Lia, 落了其他闹的男性打了点把了进去是吧的在这都是你刚才刚才的去模拟主播机的能力的话 대면 탱면 대세 베랑아 능주다 마다 마제베 로이 비게 녜데야 그르므르 디가나 마샤데야 게 인우르지 다 가서르게 마다 마제베 낭데야 텔라 디 라차 마샤베지 다 디게 인우 그르지도 봐봐 봐 땡게 봐 쟤니 니야 던다지 저는 그저 때문에 저는 잡았어요 니식도 봐 자자 어다 자자 니 인두 그 능수 정리야 참 마셔봐 지집에 인루디다 시구리스 든지 인도다 능수를 그 돈쟁이는 여버신 나한테게 요하래 나가다도 여버 신이 대비이나 거슬려들이 아니 디무덴지사 되고 디무덴지사 따들이 다 디무덴지 대왕게 아니 주미식 남도 좋다 대왕게 차단지 대왕게 내사디 용기하래 든지 이번 인도자네 Yeve number Mitu days, maybe seven dilemins, Chattel Hong Inaya, any gun you ever, Tisson. Now you make it taxa talitors quarries, Murder Mummy Young Jeve, Donizum number trolls. Otakada, taxa tata treve, any ume de Chidawash to Shiva Chuna, any Gada Yinu to Shiva, any. 가서 데코나니는 치질로 또 된게 머리부터 님부채니 봉도야시에 다 우머베 투모모임베다 루루기다 셰바 투모모임베데 대균진디 아니 지도 되면 원지다 체르시사 데도 데짱모임바 다가는 신기고 달라모이 셰네면 이름이 오버가는 겨나 여만 있어 송샤로 지 도저히 멘텐진도 뒤치고 모임바 다 디디기 디디기 그게 그게 가서 우리 동서한테 주는 것도 와. 나 김제 터도로디 땡중기 김제 거 인도 자네 김제 거래 여보시 되는 거로다. 이내 여당코 샹라 라는 중사 세샤 인도 자네 샹라 라 말레베 아니 라왕 여보디코 다 디카요 것도 와. 사드리 인도 자네 최신 그 김제는 예배 예배 땡실은 예배 예배 거네. Sonam Sosa Didi, Roche. Druja, Rashimeva Neva Digi, Ishik Sosa Di, Lengudo. Chazanga, Chinangche, Didi, Muni Dru Yomar, Karislama, Deni Druva, Slav Yundi, Dinzi, Chapor of Chigitani, Unison of Soda Ishik Sos, Niga Yoyagi, Shiru Digan Dingudo. So, any quad lay into Zanako. 때는 따고 이모 균진도 제대로 원님을 주었어요. 그런데 그 균진들이 챈다세요. 균진들이 고할래야 되기 때문에 당다세야지 용되기도. 저다니 모르르고 한다. 우 자실 나리야 자실을 저지니슈 저시부터 개 시슈리샤. 어디 디나리야? 아니 땐진 대본 중화강 때는 동원이도 시에스. 때는 다가와도 드니 우멜라미노 시송샤하다 들샤 자 드니 인디 무덤 무미 용시베 드니 시무 넘버 트럴스
Verse number three, which starts with, If things were truly existent, as imagined by the childish, what is the reason they are not accepted as liberated with no entity of existence at all? And so with regard to this, with regard to how the things are imagined to be truly existent by childish, what happens to us is that we say that things do have objective existence because they do they have this appearance, because they appear to us as having this objective existence. So we actually reason out that appearance of things is the reason to for us to believe in a true objective existence in things. So if this were the case, I mean, if things were to have any true existence just as they appear to childish, then the text says, what is the reason they are not accepted as liberated with no entity of existence at all? So what this means is that according to the commentary of Master Chandrakirti, he says that if things were to exist just as they appear to the childish, and if this were to be taken to be true, then there's no need to talk about overcoming the ignorance which binds us in samsara. So we are talking about overcoming ignorance and so forth in order to liberate us from samsara. But if what childish called apprehend is true, then there is no way to talk about liberation from samsara also. So if we relate what scientists today say, they talk about, they are not just satisfied with the coarse level of matter. They don't stay with just the appearance of the at the coarse level of matters, but they go into the subtle particles. And then they say, even today, the scientists, especially the quantum physics, they say that things have no objective existence. When they go into the subtle particles, and they say that there is nothing objectively existent. So there is, of course, they do accept there is an appearance of things, the matter and so forth, but there is a deeper reality in the particles, at the level of the subtle particles as well. And so things are not just what they appear to us. And so, and then in our life, we know that people are deceived because they take what is on the surface level to be true. And because they are obsessed with the appearance, and when somebody says something, they just believe it without really checking what the truth is behind that. And therefore, they get deceived. And so this is something which we actually experience, that there is some appearance and a reality in life as well. And so similarly, in the case of in philosophical arguments or in philosophical deliberation, we also talk about the appearance and reality. Therefore, we have the explanations about the two truths. The conventional truth, which is to say that things have some existence. When we don't do any kind of analysis into how they exist and so forth, but just taking the things function for us, we talk about the conventional truth. And then when we actually look at the reality, how things exist, and not just be satisfied with the appearance, but going into the reality of how things are, finally, then we come to the conclusion of saying that things have no objective existence, and then therefore we establish the ultimate truth, an emptiness or selflessness and so forth. And so what happens is because of ignorance. Now this we accept the appearance and so forth, and then on the basis of ignorance about the true nature of things, and we cling to some kind of a true existence in things, some kind of independent or true existence in things, and because of that we experience attachment, aversion, and so forth, and accordingly because of these we create karmas. And so the karmas ensue from this the attachment and aversion, which in turn are rooted in ignorance. And then in verse number 4 it says, and therefore what we need to do is to go beyond this ignorance, which is clinging on to some true existence and things. And therefore in verse number 4 it says, one is not freed by existence, one does not transcend samsara through non-existence. And so what this shows is that we need to be to go beyond the two extremes. And in the Madhyamaka view, particularly from the point of view of Madhyamaka view, we need to understand the two extremes of existence and non-existence, referring to the view of permanence or eternity and view of nihilism. And now when we try to establish true existence or ultimate reality We should not just be satisfied with the reasonings to prove ultimate existence or emptiness by using and through the reasons of what are known as the lack of one and many or other reasonings, but the final reason that all these different reasonings boil down to is because things are dependently originated, and so dependent origination becomes the main reason to prove that things are free, that things are empty of inherent or true existence, and therefore things are merely free from the two extremes of nihilism and eternalism, and therefore through through this reasoning, when you understand that things are dependent, it helps us to accumulate merit, and then because things are dependently originated, when you conclude that they have no inherent existence, it helps you to collect the wisdom, accumulate wisdom. So these two actually help us. The reasoning itself helps us to overcome the nihilism, and then the understanding that we draw from it, the conclusion that we draw from it, helps us to do away with eternalism. And Mahasa Nagarjuna says that whatever arises through dependence is said to be empty, and they are said to be designated, and therefore that is the middle way. So verse number 5 says those who do not see ultimate reality grasp with samsara and nirvana, but those who see ultimate reality possess no pretensions of worlds and its transcendence. So regarding this verse, the root text itself is quite tough, and the commentary by Chandrakirti also is very difficult to understand, very tough. And then me, having not much time to go through the text and study it carefully, cannot give very detailed explanation, so it would be like what I explain sometimes. These verses would be like an old person eating food, where he or she is not able to chew well, but sometimes just gulp in, and sometimes just chew rather roughly and then gulp in.
Ninjiliya, tini sing nam jigden da nyangen da war longse mes yin lu she ba ji gi ji gi ni pang ja kho da thob jan nyang de s la yin ya de la ya sang bu sang bu sang bu sang bu de ge yar de yin de la ngen shi me de ji gi la da ge shi nyam ba nyam ba la de de ge de pe no kho dung ge sa ka dung ge ran shi lo thong ge de yin de la ya 지기 덴징가 아태근 즈버디 메데버지 코아드 냥데게 뒤에 쳔지 탐절로 나와다도 주메바 나야 메딘버 줌버 규모도 우토메 거네 아니 라린 셰인도 자네 그 있니 어디 균 균디 이리 메버지 그 랑도 계지디 여체 안도 랑도 다 사고르도야 동분이기 돼 즉 코아차 어디니 동료 통해 롯데기 덴진은 누구 여보지 고아샤 아니 덴진 심그랑신도 숨매버디 고아샤 인도잖아 탈바스야지 덴데 여설 했으면 저 태용도 와 탈바스야지 덴데 여설 했으면 저 태용도잖아 아니 타바 되니 그 롯데 다 타바스야지 소수 주모 주마도 소수 시균 뒤 땡네 영향 여보지 생리야 그러지 그게 저 저수 주모 주 칸이 되잖아 아니 타바 되니 그 롯데 가슴 측정 멤버직 로시 리그로. 자 딘디 인디 간다이니 동니 통에 타바 되니 그 로디 숙처로 베다 담부 싶시다 용대야. 자상 어디 딘디 인디 자네 딘디 멘더 섬 찬스. 디니 신은 직된다 냥엔 대버 롱스 메스. 다 시버다니 냥엔 데 니부드니 여마인스. 시버다 냥데 니가로 나도 로로 나왔는 신기 던진이 주요 말이스. 디 딘중 다유 잠제스 다 시버 용수 시버니 냥엔 데시 차르스 시버 코 베 둥에제 딘지디 에 파 따시제나 에니 모니 이투메데게 파 견점 제시글 제요나 겨워메 가과메 나바메 시 시버스 아직 죽죽스 메데시 차양 nāngsāṁ tēyī māsīṁ bāpā tākṣīn chēnī zāyīndu chāni tīndī chēgēn kī lūyōng wālā tē kōnāñī sīvā ngōnī kī tūbī tōngsāṁ tē lōlā shēgirī mātō sīvā lōlā shēgirī wā chēshēngā nāwā nōm chūgirī wā chēshēng tī chūñī tū mēbā yīndu chāni chūñī chēyā lōng wālā chēshēng kā chūgirī tā rāngshīn yī tōng dē rāngshīn nyāng dē sīgī ārī lā tīndi dē bē rāngshīn mē bā tī shē bē dā sīvē rāngshīn mē bā shē bē lō tī gī sīvē cawā tēnzīn lō ngā sūnē bē kwa nē nyāng dē ngō tu chā yung rē sī dā kā dā nyāng dē shī shē nē dā lā jā nyāng dē, lā mē nyāng dē mē nē bē nyāng dē dī dī nyāng dē yōng yā gā shī mā rō kō rāngshīn nyāng dē kāng tū dē kā rō wā dā tīndi yīn dū nyāng dē shī chā rō chē tīndi chā shō mē rō
嗯。Verse number 5. 我们在看任何一些好坏的时候，就是。So he said those who do not see the ultimate reality grasp at samsara and nirvana. So what this indicates is that when we as Buddhists, when we talk about nirvana, and then also someone who has attained nirvana, like a Buddha, and considering the Buddha to be sacred, what we have, what we do is we kind of cling to some kind of a true existence in a Buddha, and then accordingly, with that kind of sense of true existence of a Buddha, we take refuge in the Buddha, and so, and when we do that, what happens is although we keep our faith in the Buddha in this way, but that faith becomes afflicted faith, as we say, and Just as in certain texts, like the Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, there is mention of sometimes a compassion that you have towards sentient beings being afflicted as well. And so what happens here is when you actually have an exaggerated way of seeing and the Buddha and having faith in them, then they become afflicted, and similar as just as compassion can become similar. And then yesterday also we talked about, the other day we also talked about, you know, when we see something beautiful, we try to say, I'm trying to see something which has some beauty in it and so forth. We talked about that, kind of just trying to justify and what is wrong in seeing something beautiful as beautiful and so forth. And so, of course, there is a beauty out there. There is something which is not beautiful and beautiful and so forth. But when we actually see these things, we actually cling on to some objectively existent beauty and ugliness or unattractiveness in things, and then accordingly we actually obsess with things, and so there's attachment and so forth. And therefore it is in similarly when we talk about what to overcome with the negative emotions and so forth, and particularly this clinging to true existence in things, and when we talk about what needs to be overcome and what are to be attained, we also think in terms of how they have some objective existence. We get this idea of objectively existing things to be overcome and things to be attained and so forth. And there is this strong clinging and to true existence and things, some kind of a real existence, true existence in the objects. And so what we need to do is try to see everything, whether they are to be things to be overcome, to get rid of from our minds, or whether they are the parts and the cessation and so forth that we need to attain. We need to see them within the perspective of the understanding that they do have some appearance, but then they lack any true or objective existence, and therefore they are like illusion. And so we need to see the false nature of things, the appearance nature, and then we need to also go beyond that and see the reality. And so see, not just satisfy ourselves with the appearance, but we need to see that they do not have any true existence in them. And so accordingly, when we do our practices, we need to do them within this understanding of the things being like an illusion. And so especially now here we are talking about understanding emptiness. And so when you understand emptiness, what you understand is that things do not have any objective existence. Although this grasping at true existence sees some objective independent existence in things, because of which we are bound in samsara, when you see emptiness, you see the true existence of things. And therefore, when you see that things do not exist the way they appear to us, but they are empty of inherent or a true existence, then you would see that there is a possibility to overcome these delusions that are within ourselves, that the grasping at true existence is something that is distorted, and therefore that it can be ended, and therefore you will have this wish or the aspiration to overcome it, and you will have the aspiration to reach liberation, and genuine aspiration to reach liberation, because of seeing the possibility of ending this true grasping at true existence in things. And therefore understanding emptiness really helps us to exert ourselves to reach liberation without clinging to any true existence at all. And therefore, and then the next verse number 6 says, both samsara and nirvana, neither of these two exist. And so what this means is that we need to see that they do not have true existence, objective existence. And then when you see some emptiness, the mind is absorbed in emptiness, then there's some, for example, emptiness of samsara, and with the object itself, the samsara does not appear to it, and but the emptiness alone will appear to the mind. And therefore it says that the thorough understanding of cyclic existence, this is referred to as nirvana.
Kijita medeboko shinroya yana ini ngogo kaza gyujin ji jesha ba chigi kora ini tumbe gyujin gandu zin ko se gandu ya chigi rabwe medagola chanyan chigido dindindirbe medu medagola ndoba nanshin shenum ji te kona nyi yinlu chamu pe ta ndobe ini umoba namji jang ini naya medinba nao tatu medengegi ngoni yitube tome gyumotebe ngogo shigiri yesi Daya, nambar jikben goju yin duje yonzu shibe min sina, dadi chonga imasi, paruben daba, shenu goyani. Eni pungbu, langmamibu pa gaani, pungbu langmamibu shikse. Dindirigi dan nyangdeyde, langmai nyangdeyde stiri isi chani. Dindirigi dan dutuji, da kasi siyaki, shiba junche, dutayati. So nambar jikben goju yin duje yonzu shibe min sisi. Tā dūjē kāntāpē jēngjī, tā jēngjī dūbē, jēngjī dūbē chētī rāngshīng shēnī tīngmāntū jūbā tsaṅgī, rā āni tē tīngmāntū jūbā lā nyāngdēsīn jīsīg mārēsī, pūngbū lāngmē tū bē mē sōng chīgī, tā tī rīchī kūgurēsī labā yīnā. Tī lēnlē yā, wā nā, tēnī sūlū ngūsūm jūrūsī, kāngsā kāntū tā kvēshī pūngbū ngā tī rī. Pumunga, langmedu pa nga songa ina, shishin, da shishin simdu, dakshi, ina pumbu pe me songa, tali dina dagwa daadi shaduk marwa. Namshi mena, namshi ki gyuli dina dagwa daa yongshin shaduk marwa. So, dina indu zane, dedibu ngobo di suyu ngundu cheba res. Sazan, kasa urupi ki, ngobo ngundu chengen ki kansa yuebe zingla, ngobo di mebe che. Gopo ngondu gyube nigola, kansaadu mebeche, ba tini, tini sulu ngusun gyuru. Shikshi baadi chidran gyurusu. Da dila, eni, gibu kanshigi, eni kandabe pungso uchi, eni shikbe, dan gopo ngondu gyubura sayadi, eni shayamindu gaas, disonda.
Verse number 7 and 8. And so verse number 7 says, just as cessation is imputed on the disintegration of an arisen entity, so too the sublime ones accept cessation that is illusion-like. And so here some opponent's view is raised and set up, and it says that things, of course, things which come from causes and conditions arise through causes and conditions, and then they actually cease and go into they cease, and therefore this shows that there is a change, momentary change in the things. And there is from the Madhyamaka point of view, there is a subtle way of seeing how things exist, how things arise and how things go out of existence and so forth, and by understanding that they merely come through causes and conditions and that they do not have any true existence in them as such. And then verse number 8 says things cease due to utter destruction but not due to understanding their conditioned nature. And so this seems to be raising some qualm from setting up some argument from an opponent. And then the verse number 3 and 4 are talking about how when somebody attains nirvana, of course they say, the certain schools say that at the time when someone attains what the nirvana, which is known as nirvana without residue, and all the psychophysical aggregates cease to exist. Therefore, the Madhyamakas are saying that when at that time, I mean, if even the consciousness of the person has ceased and gone out of existence, then what is there, or who is there who attains nirvana? And so the question is, when we talk about attaining nirvana, I mean, there must be something that should be attained. But then when there is, when the attainment is there, there is no attainer of that nirvana. Whereas when the attainer is not there, I mean, we still talk about the attainment itself. And so if all the psychophysical aggregates kind of come go out of existence, then there couldn't be anything that can, anyone who can attain nirvana as such. And so it says things, therefore it says, to whom will this be evident? How can destruction be possible?
jir tu sum le tadawa saji ni kao duwa. Deva da mahungo la tue ne tadawa saji raguwa se ne, dako tue beko ne sha choko hindu za ne, kaso karma tadawa sha togu du, chuzu tadawa sha togu du, dunja nima tadawa sha togu du, dunja tadawa sha togu du, lo tadawa, gyaba tadawa sha togu waru da, sanjuri tadawa sha togu waru. Ko tue ne sha ya re ma do, ko tadawa se ne zugu zugu zi jira ina, ko sanjuri tadawa sha togu ma re, ko da, devan devan re mahung mahung maro, de tadawa sha togu maro. Then you go to the city, then century them all, then the other century shaviori. Garsichi, then go to the other chick that those Kazalu, Taksam Shimado, Kopa Zagachin, since the motor chick than those did a little channel. Zazanga, Kansa Shave Gulden, Takbari, Kanga then the Takwe Shave Gumbo Santamina, Chilling Yamdo. That chick to the Zilimudo. Wako. Saturday in Lusane. 그 딘데가 선에다 바 직제 인도자네 천인 이야기도 그지. 그래서 딘데 인도다 강사 사야지다 즉 더블 따종의 예사법 지기 즉 전향시도 와. 따이네 강사 강도다 그시 류드 센스로도 류 내디 류대 요신 라고 와. 강사는 누구도 견도 와. 강 류드 센스로는야 세무관 연구도 와 센 라비아시도 와. 또 라가르시도 와. 또 라가르 서울에 가서 오래. 샤신 섬단 다고 그게 누구도서 예배해서 다지 신에 봐 뒤전간로 류는 뒤전간로 봐 또 세만 되게 기신 거지 시야 되는 걸 봐 또 윤도잖아요 생고래니 아메도 류진이 아메도 림도 어다 강사 강도 답이 시 류심니 부디 다 풍소 쳐 차대로 받아 제가 다 쳐도 가다 쳐도 가서 뉴스 쳐래 다 덕시 쳐도 쳐 지나 다 쳐지 땡 되게 이게 강사 그 땡도 준재배나 지기 땡주고를 걸고 거기 있네 간다 가서 주저 정심해 봤으니 칙 러브 있네야 삼루 담배 있네 로라 샷단디 가서 라디오 TV에 제일 동 동거지 폐지 로라 다 샤야지 폐지 용기에 소식도 다지 개지 정신 매버지 로리야 샤와이나 풍속 때도 듬진디 꺼유드잖아 다가라 동상계 개바 찍은 되는 것이 두나 어다 가사 때도 담에 참고 되지 내 연구하래 가사 때도 삼던지 민두 삼아서 로라 샤투가 강실라 풍속 때도 제인도 드르나 매용의 적도나 주지 소소전이 롱을 가리기는 매네 되는라 딱 그래서 송주 사중아 와 제가 좀 자다고 있는데 손절도 그것을 하러 왔다. 저상 왔다. 그것을 가서 정신 매버 정신 매버 주지. 정신 매버 주지 꺼버리데 로로 손절고 가서 라디오도 제일 좀 동어데 배지를 로래 시험이요 소식도. 선다디 밤에 차라디 다 저지는 나 가서 밤에 차라디 다 도 시치고도. 가서 밤에 처음 민자 따유성 좀 마도 뭔지 두고 가서 때도 캐고 있는 디 삼루 디 풍성 정도 째인데 다라 샤용이지 강사 때도 째지 직 동산을 샤 풍성 정도 째지 드르라 명의시도나 가서 담에 라볼로 샤 됨마도 담에 참도로 샤요 매미치 샤 다디네 인도스는 요모 차라 니 체인데 게르 풍성 쳇 에니 다든 째니 롱을 베 켁라지 다든 째 내가라 그 롱을 배 킹을 배 쉼이 좀 돼야지 지금 매너다 매너 아니 강사 라제트 강사 정신이 주변 진배 장배 아니 너무 딱 너무는 내 도움 말봐 근데 인류산에 일단 너무는 니체니 너무 라고지다 방 너무 라고지다 문주로 방 시인 나버 총에 있나야 뇽모 참문디 라데 그레스 다데 아더 루루바다 치지 풍무진이 티지들 문지 연아 양래데 레레장데 겨이 신네 다 취기던 진기 아니 코 코야 그 두치려래 신 뜻이에요도 돈이 되지 나리네 교도 견네 견은남 아니 양다반 또 봐가 되는 때 머리 숨 대래 양아 존이 좀 신네 맞아 tenriyala chungyi ki tongmen mori ku ngunzi nalda menraji tenyangdo ka. Chazanga nyaran rachube chigirami toa tu mato asin, ta toa kodabu ku saki tu leyungu yorwa. Satini indi zane, tao te nyumun sekyan daimin yorus. Kansin dirti ka yuwa te isana chogan yorus zane. Na, kangisi rwa, eni nanjobe, Hadangan shiru nyingun nari yine Pumbunga wo teta kyang Rishni tomato wanyada wachis dao Sina sungshaya digi Kansa Rishni ki meba zonto mase Eni kansa kanto dagwe shi Pungso kyang Rishni ni wadru re Sina da shiya daya di Chaza wa Da dindigi da ganda be Gaksha chan Da ganda gaksha gore Pagi Dungi chamu Da dinjung chamu Nye dewa chungwa yina Eni wa Nyung zao ne peke da pongto yashi yung re suya di mtra. Kansi dit te ga jo wa te isa na chogan jo rusa. Dosh jeb ta. Dindri yindu za ne, mari genji chungwa la yanda ishi ji se na jawa tanda nga wang rung kanyang, ganyang mi kwa minju rusa. Che ne, ada gom jo da pungso ki chwe, sungu yiba yindu za ne, pungso ki chwe, mari bi genji chungwa. Ada, da, Marik bi kengi chungwa sisi zane Marik bula tenye chungwa di, Marik bula dujigi ta kaso kubi Zata le, dujigi le da, ini chigi Kanda chigi mingsuk, mingsuk shenye ta, dima pungku di hiri yongya di Ini kanda ngama ngame tenri ki chiwa la tenye yongde ki yore Tenri yindu ko Kaso kubi, tenri chima chima di rāngyū tēnzhī ngāma ngāma līyā tē tē yā rēs. Tā rēvū tī gyū lā tē yuñ tū sāne, shīv tū chāyā na gyū tē yā rēvū lā tē yā rēs. Gyū sēne mārīk bā tī gyū chā yā rēs yā kē tānyā chāyā kō mārīk bē rāngyā lā tē yuñ mārīk bā gyū lā chā kā rā mā tō mārīk bē rāngyū lā tē yuñ mārīk bā rēvū lā chā kō rē. Sā gyū tē pēn tū tē yuñ chā wāsī kōyā mā tō wā. Gyunze ki tenzhung ki tuwa, gyunze ki tenzhung diki tenne takwe tenzhung ki mungshib di tingung tuwa. Sama tenzhung yendu, wata marigwe genji chungwe che, pungso ki ta, matakwe pungso ki che di, genle chungwe re, tenzhung yendu, yangda ishi ki signas, keshi khora, tenne shaksam shindu zane, keshi mebe keshi yung maare, tegi gyawa, tegi ngakwa, tegi naba salde, shakbu maare isi. Gyawa tanda ngakwa no, gaya mekwa mingyu roo si.
So we're on verse number 9, which says, if grasping at aggregates do not cease, even if afflictions are extinct, one will not transcend. And however, when they come to cease, at that instant one attains freedom. So what this shows is that perhaps we can talk about coarse and subtle negative emotions. Coarse negative emotions here are referring to the negative emotion, which is this clinging to some kind of a substantially existent self, substantially what is known as self-sufficient, substantially existent I, and from which all the rest of the negative emotions also arise. And then the subtle negative emotion here arises through the is this clinging to a true existence in things or inherent existence in things. And so just because you according to the lower philosophical schools they do assert inherent nature or existence in things and phenomena itself and so forth, and because of that according to their philosophy, the philosophical assertions, even if someone may have when someone has overcome clinging to self existence, the Madhyamaka, Prasangika Madhyamaka understanding would be that they would still be left with the clinging to true existence in things and phenomena, although they talk about overcoming the clinging to self-sufficiently, substantially existent self or I, and then the negative emotions related to that. But then this, because they still are left with these subtle negative afflictions, and because of they're still left with these subtle negative emotions because of this clinging to inherent existence and things. And so here, with regards to the Prasangika, from the point of view of Prasangika Madhyamaka, we talk about selflessness, where there is a personal selflessness and selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena. And so selflessness of person is, of course, something which is also commonly accepted by other philosophical schools as well. But then the selflessness of phenomena is accepted by the Chittamatras and Madhyamakas. And in the Prasangika Madhyamaka point of view, within the selflessness of persons, there is this coarse layer of clinging to selflessness of persons, and then selflessness of persons and subtle selflessness of persons. So subtle one refers to this lack of inherent existence in things. Now, when we talk about selflessness from this point of view, I mean, the difference here between selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena is not so much because of there being the degree of subtlety between these two selflessnesses, but then the difference here is made on the basis of the object onto which you establish emptiness. Therefore, when the selflessness is established onto a person or a being, then we talk about selflessness of persons, whereas when we establish selflessness in relation to some other object, like table and so forth, then we have selflessness of phenomena. And for example, the psychophysical aggregates on the basis of which a person is designated, when you establish the selflessness on these psychophysical aggregates, that's selflessness of phenomena, whereas when you establish selflessness of person, using the person as the basis of that establishment, then you have selflessness of persons. Now, when you go about with the practice of meditation on these two selflessnesses, perhaps we may first start with the selflessness of the coarse level of the selflessness of persons. And for example, when we think about I, there is this sense of an I that we have. And when we think about an I, or I am this, I am that, I mean, we do not make this distinction between the thinking, the thought process, the subjective mind itself, which thinks I, and this I, the person that the mind actually focuses on. But we think about an I. And so, there seems to be some kind of a mix-up there. But then, regarding the object itself, when we think about selflessness of a person, what we can do is we can use different reasonings, such as the reasoning of refutation of the four limits through the four limits, or the refutation of the arisal through existence and non-existence, or the reasoning called the lack of one and many, and so forth. And so when we use these reasonings to establish selflessness of a person, of course we can establish selflessness of persons through these. But then mainly, we need to look at the check about the selflessness of persons through the reasoning that everything is dependent, they're related to one another, and everything's interdependent. And therefore, from this point of view, when we talk about past and future and present, of course, past and future, and past is something that has already gone, and future is yet to come. But then we'll say, oh, there is a present. And when we try, of course, generally speaking, we can talk about present time or present, but then if you were to actually go deeper into what that present is, I mean, within 1 second, the half is past and half is yet to come, and you'll find that you cannot actually pinpoint the present as such. And so the present is, in a way, posited in relation to something that has either gone or something that has yet to come. And so in between, of course, we cannot not have a present that we can pinpoint. So it's the present is just relative to the past and future. But then we first we can talk about the present second, the present minute, hour, year, century, and eon, and so forth. And so in the case of a century, we can say in relation to the past century, we are in the present century. In relation to the future, we are in the present century. But then if you go delve deeper into these presents, then what you will get is down to is a second of a minute. And then if you say, if you try to find that the present within that second, you will not be able to pinpoint that second and the present at all. And so it's quite true that we say that the present is merely designated by our mind, merely labeled by our mind, but it cannot be found when we search for the present as such. And therefore, the present is designated by our consciousness, our conceptions. Although there is this designation on the basis of the present person, for example, on the basis of the continuum of the consciousness of the person, but then within the person there is the body and the mind. So to pinpoint the person within the body and the mind is not possible. Although we can talk about some kind of a feeling of the person, I mean, like when in relation to the body and the mind, we can say, oh, I'm feeling bored, I'm feeling tired, and so forth. My mind is not so clear, and so forth, bored. But then you cannot actually pinpoint within the mind or the body where that boredom is. And so when you try to delve further into this person, of course the person is not findable within the body and the mind at all, and therefore, what you the conclusion that you draw from this is that the person does not exist any inherently, and so through these reasonings you may be able to establish that. But then, when you are unable to draw the same conclusion in relation to the physical aggregates, then through these reasonings, then you have not still got the gotten at this the final reality of things, that is the lack of inherent nature of things as such.
Dila chara yona ni ngobushindu chawa lang kangi gyawa nam tak par nambar mikhe teyi ni kyeni chungwe thongma thongsa. Tadi, chi kaso kariwe, dhundu oma, dhendegi ini, kariwe teyi, shesu kishimu chuduki, chiki yang dhendeta mikwa nambar mena mena chik chungdeya. Dhendegi, dila chara yona ni is, ngobushindu chawalang kangi jawa namba daas. Da zhigi gandayi ni kashukurupuge da tolam shesu kishimu da juru ma shayindu zane da tolam shukurupere shesu kishimu juru shayindu zane da yidi ganda dungin chamu ngedebe da lochik yu reis ngobushindu chawalang kangi jawa namba daas jira yaw ma reis ganda that don't you should have met a magic day. The new mother, she can't die any. Then she made us to do good thing, doing it in a key, doing you rugic geneta, rugic tumor, tumor rugic geneum doa, treasuring tal shame zane, tumor. D. Rangim mebe d. Candor rugibuch, Sishinim is loving and shake it. The dream into zane, can get number make it any genitum at tum matons. Nyumung sebe gelongi tatigini genle chungwe dendri chamu sheyo maresche. Ta nyumung sebe gelongi kedin korwa namdo na jiji zosan genle ki teyi zomba nam mishes. Ta dendriba diye chawurishtu nyumung sebe gelongi kedin korwa namdo na sehagi chikdima goyni dendriba diye kedin yishi ki nyumung mondo na le dogdi. Gyudu gendu midinbi chir, tonga mebani kohan jukwa da gyawa da chiwa, jikni jikdu gyubar rang sin yi du ngo su lo so be jun do na te da na ni te som ba zo be san ji ji mo sung ba ni ten sin di de bu shi ge zhen den de ji zo ba mo sung so cha ta ji shi de cha da da zhe 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 da lu ji ba da ya wu xin wen du 제는 nyumu chara nyi chiba yinan, ta junju ni kasa nyumu saja teta la lai yunibu tong yin sini. Ngomba ni shibe ta dajongba. Ngomba ni shibe dajongba, eni ngomba rangyi ni mingnam jingi nyumu shashiba te zam chibige pong yinni, eni te gyuli ya denzi chamyo changbe, eni nyumu shinda kiya duwa has, te ilaya saya duwa has, ta pezi nyumu chara di chana yagum disangi. Nyumu sebe, Gelong, chene da, anda, kasukupuge, chongen doi tsebe da, kansaga tangzi rakpe changbe da nyumu. Dindigi da nyumu, ene kansaga dami rakpa toani, ngunjuwa pa siji nubachi yueba yinna ya, dindigi da kanta di ene, kato kogwa nam toanas, jichir zosan gyanam ki teye zomba nam mishes. Ene, di pumbungabu teta gyangza sungwa kemenduwa. Raya, kasa dami ngay na, kasa dami rakwa chik, tata rakwa shukur bhe, tata ngaman ya sung simbari. Tata dagar rangi ini, ya kasa uri bhege, chao top tuk yo na, dagen dhigarwa. Tata di, phu munga wachata kyang sani, kyang cha chani sung kwaya ko, kasa dami rakwa tokwa tetsang ki ta, denzi chambu bang tuk maari sani. 풍부 댄진 게 신이 순총하다 풍부 때문에 또 오고 그래서 안 된다 이거
So verse number 11 and 12 on this is transcendence. This is transcendence of sorrow in this very life, and one's task is complete. So if after the knowledge of truth, differentiations occur here, and even with respect to almost subtle things, most subtle things, one impugns origination, such an utterly unskilled person does not see the meaning of conditioned existence. Origination. And so here, according to the Abhidharma, the lower schools of tenets, they talk about the 16 moments or within the path of seeing of an Arya being, the path of seeing of an Arya being. And what is said here is that these 16 moments have no difference in terms of their subtlety of realizing the object or an emptiness. And so within the emptiness, and being absorbed in emptiness, I mean, all these are of one taste, as usually we say, everything is within one of one taste within the sphere of emptiness. And so here the commentary is on his read the commentary and said it's really tough, but perhaps we could make a difference between the differentiation in these in the subtlety of the different negative emotions, such as the coarse levels of affective emotions would be those negative emotions, even if you may have overcome, as we find mentioned in the Bodhisattva Charya Avatara by Shantideva, that and although there is an argument that is raised, although there are certain called arhats may have reached certain people who have reached arhatship may have overcome the negative emotions that are actually mentioned according to the Abhidharma text, but then they still are left with a very subtle negative emotion and clinging to some kind of objective existence. of feeling and so forth. And therefore, even if you may be able to overcome the coarse level of negative emotions, you are still left with the subtle ones. And so, realizing selflessness, the core selflessness of persons, will not eliminate the clinging to the subtle self or clinging to the self in a subtle way.
So, 당시에 탈론 죽도 쓰지 숨이 쓰래. 다들 이슈 그때 댄신들만 좋아가, 탈론 완전 탐하지. 언제 반에 지들나, 친의 랑야 도와 줄. 먼저 치면 타자와 로 주머신도 낭, 강수 주머 중시함, 강수 직불 중념도 주머 시에버 될 미모, 주머 미시 용수 시, 세네. 다, 가다 댄중 세네 시아윤도, 나랑도 롤러 낭수디, 코라 듀더 레부더 즉 듀더 겐더 레우슬러도 코라 되는거는 여보 실기도디 되는거는 샤워는신 되는거는 나와는신지 자네 야마리스 코 딘중 딱요 잠시스 때네 딱 잠시스 선다 때네 딱 잠시기 되는라 때네 딱 잠시세 아니 코 말한지 로리아 착수는신체니 아니 코 간다이니 가서 때네 이니 남샤가이니 비게 좋도야지 제보보다 만들어 차와 야 샤모드야. 그 고르지 고르도와. 산다디 이디 그 간다 마다 마저면 안에 착수 장부터네 다 샤샤지. 균 드부지 세야디 다 가서 그게 균지 균이 뭐 이거 말해. 그러다 균 균 균 가발은 것도 쳐봐든 드부지와는 것도 쳐봐. 근데 그 차원이 어디 균이 뭐래. 차와디 때 두디 드빈이고 두디니부디 두타데리 좋아 서디니 인두산에 땜바 두메바 중가발은 건데 저거 차와 용식 말이 다른 신 드부 두디 끼규리 드부 끼규리디 드부 끼와는 건데 저거 차와디 중줄근 드부르산에 샤는 마도 다듬 누가 당연히 지 제법어 쓸 뒤에 중줄 차와를 떼네 제법어샤 다도 신고 간다 떼네 마다 마저면 안에 두고 쉬어 좀 마도 파파파파 쎈 심에 있는 천이 안 맺듯이 어다 배제 자다 떼는 좀 어지기 떼네 두고 쉬어 있는 자네 간다 나왔다도 두면 되는 두면다고 두면다고 지기 타라 그 자지 레슨 이제 내 마음으로 소바 가인에 비게 다 샤투야지 어다 디리 다 디리 인도 시브 미주 준자와 로이 통화 교환이 언제 타면 치멘탈 따위 용서 내 민주로스 강다 개는 뉴질라 깨던 직보를 남다봐 등이 등중 콜로이 로한 넘버 미시소스니 다 강다 아니 지금 뉴제 모니기 주고 때니 아니 모니기 주고 깨와 모니기 주고 단 직보신 도슬라베이나 아니 가서 그렇게 아니 이루로 몽제기도 대고난이로 몽고 머리고 관계 아니 세고 코알은 저대 지금 그래스 대단 대된 강중대 장금업을 깨마이 장금업을 강마지 대니 깨시지서 샤스다고 하는 게 시대들이 규께 세균제부께 사겠다 규께단 대한 성스탄 누구다 마대차된지 규세니의 시원이 세지자와 똑바데 정신진의 강마세 텔러 세지 지게주스 어디 디기 안다 시범업을 주야겠다. 그 주집에 대변한 송시하다. 안다 딜리거리디. 걔들 집에 남을 짜나. 둘 미시도 샤나양스. 되는 대답 뭐인데. 지리니 업은 남니 남을 따징. 그다 너 군제 사야 돼.
딱좀 쟤니 예배 루스 전에 준비 시작해요 말이 있어 마다 마저면 안에 이제 착수고 거는 시작이 있어 근데 인도대 뒤 이미 다 뒤만 드실 정도가 계속 지금 넘버 잖아 둘 미시토 샤나스 태양 되네 대답 말이 샤나 양 되네 대답 뭐인데 이제 영어군 남네 넘버 따진 캐 나올 미저데스 나와들이 되네 뒤니 도움 직진도 Number Dungi Drup Jurme Ki Namje Mabre Jigden Yelen Dir Rangayala Den and Dogain Sene. Other Umjubina Sunshata Dirisha. The other Digi Jigden Yungovunamni, number Tajin, Kalan or Bichetti, Jigden Chida Washindos, Jigden Slevdu, Tanyale, Tanyalea, Mada Mashabang and Chaksu, Zambutan Shakuri. One of Tanya to Chakse, the Yorbeslamne, Yandi. Yangdiji Dubori, Chajinji Gore, Tanya to Tawaim, Tella, Tanya with Samashinji Minuba Udua, Tanya with Samashinji Minubas of the Masebe, Tandem Jiji Gibuya Minuba, Sir, Nish Udua. So that the Nigger Tony, Jigdin Shimu Nilu Tene, Yanglo Ni Sine, that the Denigi was shaken to Sumudo. Good Benagado, did some Yaw Stambaina, Mona Rampe Sim Ting Tang Yavania, you do the Chadigori. What did you say? So, did you know that the city? Jigden Chida was in the walls. Jigden Naya, Mabala Jushi shower, Yodis, did a true maybe, rumor on Euro. Sam maybe, Nepu Shu, she take it to Chuda Sam maybe, Pudam, Mara Dudam, Pu, Maru or Chaso, she staros. Jigden Betania Tamjala, Taba maybe. Jigden a chagwe turn namjang, Jigden a chagwe number shower chadi, Taben and Maino, that tabas to Yinul Jad Shigori. Yinul Jane, never lose Chen, Jibin of Shagmaris. Madame Majabangane, Jigden Chaksu, Chapa del Tanya with some machine, never men a tesam shigden at the Yosha Uris. Not that he should do. Chulos of Mabani, Jigby Jushisha were Yeti, Tavena, Yusepa Shivani. Sajjawa, ngoba de shichawa, tubo sa. Da shibu duje imi da duji da dine shikile ngu duwa.
So verse number 13 through to the 20th, verse number 20. So when we talk about something being created, verse number 13 says, if samsara comes to an end for a monk whose afflictions are extinguished, why have the perfectly awakened Buddha not explained the samsara as the beginning? And then verse number 14 says, if there were a beginning, then certainly there too would be clinging in the form of darkness. So when we talk about some called beginning to something or creating something, of course it must be explained in terms of the creation must be explained in terms of how it is brought about by some causes and conditions. And apart from relating to dependence on causes and conditions, you cannot talk about something beginning to form or anything like that. And then. Verse number 14 and then 15 talks about dependent nature of things, how things are merely designated in through dependence on some other things. And therefore, if we are able to understand this very well, how the interdependent nature of things and how things are merely designated in dependence on other factors, then you'll be able to accept well what is renowned in the world and in convention what the conventions of the world would be able to you would be able to accept the conventions of the world easily. And so just as we already talked about the three times being relative to each other and without relation to the past and future you cannot talk about present, without the present you cannot talk about past and future and so forth, and similarly it is the case with the action and the actor. Without without the actor, there's no agent, or without the actor, there's no action, and without action, there's no actor as well. And then similarly, we can talk about this in relation to cause and effect as well. Cause give rise to their effects, and so, of course, the cause and effect do not simultaneously exist, but then action happens, some action happens, and because of that, some the effect arises. And so without a cause, you cannot say there's a process of arising of an effect. And without that process of arising of an effect, you cannot have an effect arising as well. And so when we say something is arising from something, we are actually talking about such an action taking place in relation to what comes in the future. And so without that, I mean, without thinking about something that would arise in the future, we will not talk about a cause giving rise to its effect and going through the process of arising into the effect and so forth. And so everything is just relative to like interdependence. So without a cause, there's no effect, the process of arising of the effect and so forth. And without the effect, you cannot talk about the arising of the effect or the cause as well. And so in this way, everything is just... there's no independent existence of cause or effect or action and agent and so forth, but everything is just dependently arisen. There's no independent existence, but everything arises dependently, and therefore you will be able to see that there are like an illusion that comes through the different factors coming together as well. And so this is also what is referred by the other verses, and verse number 7, 16 through to 18 and 19, these show how things come from and arise through causes and conditions. As well. And then with regard to the verse number 20, this is where there is where the Prasangika Madhyamaka, according to Prasangika Madhyamakas, they assert that something that comes, that ceases, or the disintegratedness of something is a functioning thing. And so he's on this read through the commentary of Master Chandrakirti, but what the commentary is saying is that what is renowned in the world is not established through some kind of a philosophical argument or investigation into how things are. And so he's always quoted the reasoning of the seven-point reasoning that is given in Madhyamaka Avatara. And so where Chandrakirti says that when we talk about something existing in the world, we are not talking about it in terms of how the things exist and whether it exists in true existence or not, but we just take what is renowned in the world as such. And therefore, when we talk about a worldly renown, taking things on account of the worldly renown, now here worldly renown must also be not just saying that something exists and that it should exist, but it should exist conventionally. And when we talk about something existing conventionally, it must also be not undermined by other validating cognitions or knowledge, knowledge which validates other things. We should not undermine this, its existence, and then it also should not be undermined by the reasoning mind, which searches into the ultimate nature of things as well. And so, if you think carefully about these things, then we find that they make sense, and therefore, called worldly existence is established through, and not established through analysis, but conventions, accepting conventions as it is renowned in the world.
Mention ポモトの人心とまだまだちょっと多いです。人心とんばさて、たばきこがれ。あ、ディンバレ。茶だがだ。ディリマ、まずだ、南極地域、ミクソ、地域地域、ソクロソティで、まずだ、たばれして、シェバニャンソニョンでやって、シェベミキンチンゲギ、ソクロティで、たばよんでやって、ディリチュンでんでへ。ま、か、選手そうします。だ、ディリディへ、エニゴンにとやばな、ゴンにとやまでしね、そうや。ディンバレ。
じゃあ、今度は試合をね、アンドに、チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロールを呼ぶ。チーシルニングロール
시 디드 바도 세네 어다 디디 때네메 쓰고 말해 어 런신이 모두 쓰고 런신이 모두 써야 된다디 어 파바파 제로이네 니야야 말해 오늘 매발을 했으나 매발 말해 때네 샤고 잠리스 어다 다 디간데 되도 자 다 때네 딱 와서 다 띵중 그 대코는 있으시다다 데 자 원드네 이나 봐다 근데 인도인이 진양가 봅니다. 깨워다는 지금으로 거베 정도 때 먹었다. 지금 긴지를 쓰고 디디 내가 탄협에 취해 디디 여러 탄협에 취해 디디 취니기 시디들 보다. 제가 내가 취니 샤발라 내가 숙주 동니 샤발라 숙주 내가 샤오로다. 캐시되면은 캐시 샤도 말. 저들이 인도자네 간다 동반이 있으니 최신의 만들에 동시에 만들에 동이 양가와 샤도 말봐 대니 모직스럽디 간다 전동담바디 코 뇌직디 타녀다 바 샤고로 왔어 저들이 인도자네 다 어디디 개화단에 드니 인도 개화단에 지구에는 거베선도 되고 김저 가르스는 개화시에 지구시 지구시에 미다시 미다니는 중시에 담배시죠 또 보죠 강다 댄지 내종 깨는 지구 넘버 1 10을 주고 대단 더주 시베 자수 깨는 세네 다 최신의 남샤 대부신 좋아요 늦자네 터기 저디디에 남린 치투야 손으로 쏘사야 대단하여 딱들잖아 니규매베지기 아니 댄지 민장 댄지 딱섬 민장 따유 섬주 통유 늦자네 아재가 짐부디 기한매베지 댄지 딱섬 돈에 여베 늦자네 그 패뉴의 자국문수 예대바지다 델라 아니 패바디도 봐 락 뇌바디도 봐 토르체 락도디도 찾아 레디기도 와 저지니 인류 다주 시베 자수겔 소수교 뇌다젠 여담해봐 친질로 여담해봐 친질로 뇌외 뇌무 왕주는 랑그 승기 류불교로 뇌를 캐반 남겨니 땅 안아도 담해봐 둥에 미드부터 대왕되버리지 둥에 그 싸워 아니 차단 차단 그래서 뜨무 뜬지 데 말하자면 배 하는 배 참아라는 뜻이지. 다 편에 누가 신시해되기도 하고 또 디 예배 그래서 소수교 외다젠 여름에 뭐 친절로 예배 유무 원주로 장기 심지 리버주 뭘 개발 남기니 뭐봅니다 루베슈 소도 동부 다음에 봐 넘버 원시 차와 통 진 어디 들으셔.
所以去寻找 诸法的一个真实存在的话呢 是找不到的 无论是生也找不到灭也找不到 那寻找色法的时候 色法也无法被获得也找不到的 同样的声音也是如此 所以色声香味触都是如此 去寻找它的假意或者寻找它的一个存在在哪里的时候确实没有办法被找到但这些作用只能在无寻无找是世间共许的当中而感到满足它的存在 以外, 超越了这一个界限,
saying no I know no snake and so forth, the Art Sutra actually says those five aggregates also are empty of inherent nature, and so this must be understood within that context. What comes later in the Art Sutra, no I know no snake and so forth, must be understood within that context of having no inherent existence. And so it's not talking about no I know it's not eyes and nose not in the existence at all. And so I usually tell this story related to this, in connection with this, where in the past there were two Amdo people, and these two Amdo people, one knew the Heart Sutra by heart, and the other didn't know it and by heart. And so the one who knew it was reciting the Heart Sutra. And then after listening to the Heart Sutra carefully, then the second person who didn't know the Heart Sutra by heart said to this first person, I mean, of course, you didn't need to say no I, no nose, and so forth. You could have said there is no head, and that would include everything. And so what we have to understand is everything comes into existence through dependence on something else, and therefore we need to, when we find mention in the Heart Sutra that there is no I, no noise, and so forth, then it means that everything is dependently arisen, therefore they do not have any inherent existence, and therefore you have to understand the suchness or the reality of interdependent nature of things. And then in the Paramita Sutras also we find mention of the different subjects being used to establish emptiness. And of course, when we talk about emptiness has to be understood within the context of something onto which you establish it. And you cannot talk about emptiness just without relation to something. And therefore we have eyes, nose, and so forth as the object onto which the subject onto which you establish emptiness. And therefore, emptiness, which is the ultimate nature of things, is one side of the coin. And on the other side, you have the conventional existence of things, which are used as the subject to establish emptiness. And then in verse number... So verse number 23 says, those who understand the divine origination to be utterly devoid of arising and disintegration, those who have such knowledge will cross the ocean of samsara of dogmatic views. And so once you understand how things are dependently originated, understand the suchness or the reality of dependent origination of things, then you will be able to do the practices correctly, practice of what to avoid and what to discard and what not to adopt and what to adopt. And so accordingly you will be able to practice in accordance with the law of karma and so forth. And and then John has read through verses 24 and 25, end of 25. Which say ordinary beings who hold at entities who, due to distortions of existence and non-existence, are therefore under the domination of faults of afflictions, they are being fooled by their own minds. And those who are learned in respect to the facts, they see that things are impermanent, deceptive, mere shells, empty, selfless, they see them utterly isolated.
Nyumon kia ki ta ko shivru ko mabachandru ko re isirwa. tisi chongjin zhawa di, mongbe chongjin misi bin zhawa ki ma shindu nangis. Da changsuan jikdin dila ni denpa zhawadu kaan nawa, teni paala zunshi song. Dili shenda jishi luis. Jikdin na chawa chaba changpala sogo teta ki teni riba da denpa. Gerzhin mikdun dan ya tingi tong me zhani aryan dewa sogo nangshin. Da dili yinsari. Zhani, dili shenda jishi luis. Jikdin mori donkyo ba seba gyungi jenra da keba seba tang chawa gyawa namda kalanyamdi. So, dawa dedebi kasa uribe, dame chamu da nge maangek dengne da kebar gita sunga pache da jato uri. Da dedebi dekona nge tsoa la, na tomar tamche, dini tsoa la tomar nge tamche yueji jabar chaas. Wa, nge la da daa da shi, kasa uribe. Da nge la kasa nge shibu na shiri, jimden degi, pungbunga nge kuru 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 bo nge kasa kose nge sunga shi. Dene maa che nge, Kansame, tsinda kansatame rabade suni. Kansame, lai yu suan rabu. Tati nirgi kane, dini tsula, tomo ni tamche yu ji jabar chas. Tuenon doshi chame la, chini nambara wemba uos. Gubulu rugi, tanya lana madema, tuenon deba do mingyurus, chani, oda sungdea, da diri. Dagana si uman jubwe nalai, tanya deba tulsu jubwadu, kaza, kuzu tanya deba tulsu jubwa, tuenon deba tulsu jubwa desi. Tini nami kange mishiba tini nando loko lamgen shukse sungshaya da tuzo bai kazo ta kanda chikyuri duwa. Nambar wendu mishi lo teba zanglo yukshi jings. Da tini rebu yinlu mashiba chayni. Eni nambar wendu mishi las toma tuasam machayna. Re da wendu nambar mishi lo teba zanglo yukshi jings chayni. Chikda tongpanyi isi chani, chik amchikola chik ko, bena nga nandu rupa chashana, da tongpanyi isi takwa kode korwa. Da yinne ko, chik, bena da nga ka chokotyo nga isi takwa ninda reshi, usu boshidu, tongpanyi tu tongpanyi tu sede korwa. Da di chik ko, da taa chik dhejin dheba zog zhema ato, dhel chik sumsoro chini samudani, chik loli ya choa yobaru chik, machungna, da dhendib zhiri yinne, teba zangdun juji chisim, kanda sunam meshi baas, da dhele ya, Dongpanyi siya tuanda di samudang chi ko, di Dongpanyi siya di dingzhung tuanyinba chi ko ni yungdu zane, ene sunangu soli sik che ni nyamnyan siya, kanda sunam mi, da tila doona kanda sunam mi shiba gibu tashay tata laas, lenum dribu che ni tangas, roa da jaya yanda shayas, ti rangshin yong shay tang, gyawa meba da jaya tenas, oda, kata chechengi kheba dhidi chasang chik oda tsemen dhubi chik joshiba shi dhi rinxin oda niya tenemeba chik ngoni ki mudhubi dhidi dhi shiba shi shi gyawameba dhaja dhens gwebe wangi gyawanam ngata ngayi shi sung dar pungpu khamda dhijin no dhishin gwebe wangi sung yung chila suwa sheba nabar shi su yandan du dhishin peni dregyo no lokwar namda mahi nos oda ji jongo de jongju lo so go di di ene kada pa tar tu yo na ene nam do ge som je is ba dog ge ge som je is do du sha na cha chu do de ti shi bian ni de ju no lo go nam da mei na nyang ge de bo de ji gu jia wan nam ji kang sung bo de zi hang ma lo mi shi ke ba su shi do mi shi long le cha sha be ne ya nyang ge de bo de bo ji gu de nyang ge de bo le shi sung sha
所以你的意思是你的那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
teda yin dela ni nyeba bo ji mi she ji de mori jin ji du kan ji san ge nam so te chi ne ji den di nam do yin shi ji mi de mori ga bo ju ma ni kan shi ga bo ju wa de mi shi ba le kun da bo chi de bu no sa mi ju su kan shi gyu de cha ju shi ge mi ba ne na ba mi ge mi chen yang ji ju wa di ni yu ji shi de do da ngo ni ju ya ma kan da da du sta shi che ni sa ne ko kan da jian lo ra le bi ni sa ne ke de ye bo ma wa da de ne 당연히 들을 수 있습니다.
verse number 26. So it shows that when you actually searched for something, whether these things do exist, whether it exists truly or not, what you should be able to do is you should be able to destroy all objectification and of things. And when all the objectification of things are destroyed, then verse number 27 says, you'll see things do not have any existence the way they do appear to exist objectively or inherently. And then verse number 28 is talking about the Brahma and so forth, not being able to understand this true nature of things, the ultimate nature of things, emptiness or selflessness. Just as Aryadeva has said that Chakra or Indra, who is also the thousand-eyed, called the thousand-eyed, does not see suchness. And so, and then the verse number 39 and shows that the selflessness is the very subtle selflessness, which is selflessness of persons and phenomena, the very subtle one. And then after that, the verse number 30 says, those searching for ultimate reality, first one should say that everything exists. Later, when they understand the meaning and are free from attachment, they teach. Then teach the absence. And so, what this shows is the progression along the path, and how when someone is led through the understanding of selflessness. And for example, in the case of the Buddha's teaching, in the beginning, in the first sermon of the Buddha, he has kind of indicated that there is a person separate from the psychophysical aggregates, saying that the psychophysical five aggregates are the loads, and then the one who carries it is the person. So he kind of indicates that there is a person separate from the aggregates. And then later on he also said that there is no person as such, but there is karma and so forth. And so he led his disciples progressively along this kind of understanding of selflessness. And then Master Nagarjuna also says that without, when it comes to understanding selflessness, the subtle selflessness, Master Nagarjuna has said that without depending or without relying on the conventionalities of things, the conventions, there is no way the beings could understand the ultimate reality. And similarly, Chandrakirti says, refers to the conventions as being the means, and then the ultimate reality as being the conclusion that you come to through these means as well. And so we have to understand, go along these lines to understand.
The Tulung was a Jung Semi. Sanja Lamra ten and Gulam without Mawa Nams, Junjig Tendi, any Kiziki Jigwitani, without Mawa Nam, Serve Mun or Chosome, never can eat a metal. Dim Tow Shake Kanto, number Sena Mimina, Seven Dim Tete, she Kava Sushi Mawa and Juru, Teda Kinni Madamba, Dagam Jidang Mershava, Teda. Gimma, Kaji, can't get Tishi Junior, Tenjun or Ton, De, Star, Tony Juji, the Tudu De, Tony Juji, the Shay or the Didi, Star to say Tenjun to the Disungari. Can't get Tishi Junior, Tenjun or Ton, De, Tenny gave a magic, but Tiny Temperature of Songs. Can she gently give a Timaji, says Sonia Dimbari. Tell us over the Songs today. Log a shiver, sinner, but Temper Miller, Denzimbe, Yonsons in the Thursoji, Zimba Charlie, Junior, Junior. Chevetoni 那我们，他也就认识你，要不然嘛，我们到了下乡呢，可不给，老农民了，那万给是啥呢？旁边呢，有一个人呢，就能够让自己有点不积极，其实那个米的差多多，天天天他不，他不怎么做这些，是那个意思。但这个，个米的是差多，但今天印度，康养人员呢，你呢，你们制度，有些人。 심부름 줄 때에서 강게 쌤 내면 대다 쌤인 줄 내제 쌤도 대나로 너무 두신 지민 줄 강습 팔만 두고요 너무 두지 심부름 줄 집어 댐버는 두시에 10년 안에 차고 하신 대단한 직대 몸배치 유기 쌤으로 타고 한줄 당연히 채는 뭐보다 수년도 우리 이시기 미기 통내 유시에니 차라리 남러 미토소스 다 미기 뭐 통말 뭐 캐기도 자네 그 다음에 유로토그마레스 다디 숨겨 소리 수지를 신셔버이 로전데 뭐 넘버 트스 타로 토크리스 동년 발로 착벌 줄 될레 도배 되자체 규민 기부 따르 왼발 통는 양에 나와 줄 로베 셰베 응은 동배 유문 견어 가인디 응은 동음이 남도 봐 응은 동음이 남도 봐 전신 줄로 미중 내연하는 되자당 되자저와 줄식나 내미 돈이 전부 넘 차관 매지 차제면 다 차제 이게 다가 차제에서 왔다 다 저를 사용도 차관 매지 차제면 강단 남벌 왜냐면도 여외 이냐 묘어 묘무 주의기 주주고 미시시베 자소 갤스다 타바 주야 독신도 타바 토고래 저송었다 에는 주도 겨우거데 겨우데 이게 무슨 소 소미신 담보군이 토벌 쇼 스스로 주주 지금도 자와 시저 얼음하고 루루기 시작하는 자와 소소 겨울이 캠보 무디다 시리 샹한데 표준으로서 벗어 니모 차지 쳐도 땅나 퍼버 오
From 38, 39 down to the end of the text. And so verse number 48 shows that dependent origination is the ultimate reason to prove emptiness. And then verse number 49 says that what arises is similar to another sutra. What another sutra says, where it says that what arises through condition has no arising or arisal, and it has no nature of arising, and so forth. And then verse number 51 says, without destroying any objectification in things, where you have no clinging to any objective existence in things, and you will still be left with some kind of clinging to some existence. For example, in certain according to the seventh Rangamadhamikas, they do say that things do not exist ultimately, but then there is some objective existence. So when you cling to such theses, then you are still left with some objectification, and therefore you need to destroy all objectification in things completely. And then verse number 55 shows that liberation, when through this kind of meditation, you'll be able to achieve liberation. And then verse number 59 shows this how to go about with the progress along the path and to liberation. And then verse number 60 is a dedication. And then His Holiness also read the colophon of the text. So I'm just giving you some of the things that I had left earlier. So verse number 31 says,
mm-hmm.
shows that without thinking about the dependent origination of things, of course, without thinking about the how things are like illusion and how things are conventionally existent, but ultimately, when you search for things, you are not able to find anything. Therefore, emptiness means dependent origination, and when you understand that emptiness meaning dependent origination, then you'll be able to do practice of accumulating merit and accumulation of merit and wisdom that leads you to liberation. And then when you do that, you'll be able to with this kind of understanding that things do have existence in conventionally, they can be established by valid knowledge. You'll be able to see that because things are dependent and originated, therefore things can be established, that therefore in the lack of inherent nature can be established by valid cognition as well. And then verse number 34 says that all the elements, and then what comes from those elements are merely designated. And then nirvana is the only truth. And sometimes this is also said. And so Master Tsongkhapa says that one who is able to destroy all objectification in samsara and nirvana has entered the path which pleases the Buddhas. Causality of samsara and nirvana. So when you understand emptiness, you will be able to see what is meant by natural liberation, referring to this, the minds being empty of any inherent existence. And then on the basis of this, you will be able to see how we can overcome our afflictions, the negative emotions, and reach through the overcoming of it, we reach liberation. And then we can also reach omniscient state of Buddhahood by overcoming even the stains, the latent potencies that are left by these stains left by these negative emotions as well. And so when you think about reaching enlightenment Buddhahood, you have to cultivate compassion, and compassion is this sense of wishing or wanting to liberate other sentient beings out of this samsara. And then with wisdom you focus your mind on enlightenment, the Buddhahood itself. And so through the compassion you you develop this bodhicitta and wish to become a Buddha for the benefit of other sentient beings. And so in this way, you have to think about reaching Buddhahood and by developing compassion and wisdom as well. And then tomorrow, we'll first do the upasaka, layperson's vows, and then we'll do the bodhicitta ceremony, and then we'll also have for that, we'll say the seven-limb prayer of Samantabhadra, and then we'll have the empowerment of Thubatamtsiksumku, and then the blessing, Jenang, the blessing of the goddess Junda.